Well, we're back for another week of News for Gamers Podcast Radio, and it is time for the Giant E3 wrap-up.
Giant!
Okay, giant, that's a good way to start off the show.
Like Andre the Giant.
Like Andre the Giant.
How we're win the Royal Red Lamp Federation Championship and give it to Ted DiBiase.
Alrighty then. Well, we're going to start off with we're going to run down the three conferences, and we're going to pick a winner between the most of us. We all had predictions last week. Some of us were right. Woo!
I get a half woot for that.
You get a half woot.
I get a half woot.
Yeah, because you were back and forth.
I was.
So
I said, "Hey, I said it all hinged on Metal Gear, and Microsoft wouldn't win unless they unveiled Metal Gear, and they
Metal
did not."
Gear.
And they did not win.
All right, so where are we going to start? We're gonna look at the three. Who do we want to start with?
We'll start with the first one.
You're not going to go around the room and say who's here?
No.
You're just going to surprise everyone?
Well, I completely, I completely forgot.
No fondling of the consoles? We didn't play games this week.
There are slightly less motherfuckers in this room this week.
Only by one.
Yeah.
But we're not going to go through any of the normal stuff. This is going to be an all E3 show because otherwise it would run about 5.5 hours. There's not going to be any what you've been playing. There's not going to be any preview, the review. This is all E3. This special E3 episode. And in the room we have Jason Graham Burrell, the Gambus Khan, is here with us.
Hey, how's it going? What's up?
And sitting next to him we have Terrence Johnson, the Professor Chaos, or Professor Chaos.
Shut up. Quoted and linked. Like it was underlined and everything.
And bolded, linked to your profile and all that goodness.
That's fine. What's up?
Next to him, drinking, what is that, Thirst Rocker Blueberry
Thirst Bar? Rocker Blue Raspberry Drink.
We have the
Available
Wombat.
Available at your local Save-A-Lot.
Ryan Wombold is in the house.
How you living, folks?
Large.
Wow, you know what, how you living? Haven't heard that in a while.
We did the whole song last week. What are you talking about?
That's true.
Sitting next to him, we have Justin, the Killer Wolverine, Testa.
Yeah!
See, I didn't do it.
You didn't?
I really wanted you to, especially after all the stuff that's been, thrown my way. But
okay, we'll just let it go. How are you doing?
Good.
Okay. Must have been another one of his sound checks. Sound check! And then, of course, I am here, Zero Tolerance. Ken McCown is here, and we are rocking out E3. Do you like that? That was so 80s.
I'm making the rocker fist.
Yeah. Devil horns.
Rock on!
I was going to say something, but I have to be good.
Yes.
Told me not to say.
You're not allowed to say
words.
Any of those words. Because otherwise we won't be on any radio station.
We
ever.
Gave him a sheet.
I've been censored.
This is what you can and cannot say.
Freedom of speech.
We're just going to call you Manhunt 2. Okay. You've been banned. But anyway, we're going to start off with the press conferences. And I say we go with the first one. Microsoft. Tuesday night, they came out and they showed us the world of Xbox. But only for 2007.
Yes.
It's still impressive for 2000.
I never said it wasn't impressive for 2000.
You know, it's quite impressive considering everything is coming out this year.
Minus Resident Evil.
Minus Resident Evil.
Well, that's good because I'll be broke.
I would have liked to see some stuff that we didn't know about.
Yeah.
I really would have liked to see some new games announced that we really didn't know about. But other than that, I thought they did a pretty good job. I mean, I'm incredibly excited about their fall lineup. It looks ridiculous.
Oh, there's just so many great games.
Like I said,
I
guess I'm just accustomed to E3 being the place where we find out, about new games and get surprises and all that stuff. And it didn't seem, Microsoft's conference this year didn't seem as edgy and exciting to me.
I think
due to
the fact that they cut down E3 to a smaller show.
Yeah,
and they're
that probably
wait,
doesn't
like
hurt.
What you
well,
said earlier during our sound check, that it'll wait
yeah, that's
for
what,
XO7.
Yeah, that's what I was about ready to say. I mean, Microsoft's got XO7 coming up before too long, so
I
they'll
think
probably
that's where they're show off
they'll
all
unload
their,
all their heavy hitters then.
They'll announce a lot of new titles then. But to be fair in comparison, I mean, the other two conferences, which we'll talk about later, they didn't really show anything new
no,
that you didn't
not.
Expect. I mean, other than Sony showing Infamous.
Except Wii Fit.
The Wii Fit
Wii
was
Fit,
really the
Wii
only
Fit.
Big...
But you kind of expected that.
Well, you expected something. I didn't expect Wii Fit.
I didn't expect Miyamoto to show me this brand new white box that takes 4 batteries that I...
Exactly.
Know, but we're not talking about Nintendo right now. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, I didn't expect Microsoft to show off the Zenit controller either.
You know what? And as I'm much as I...
About that,
as Zenit, much as
looks
I chuckled,
good. Yeah, Zenit's a blast. Zenit
as much blast. As I chuckled about them announcing Zenit for the Xbox 360, at the same time, I'm like, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
And it was funny because the controllers look just like the Wiimote.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, it's a standard.
They look like that. They also look almost just like the Buzz-In controllers that they had for PlayStation a couple years ago.
Yeah, the Buzz-In is actually seen as kind of a copy of Buzz-In, so it's kind of the same thing. But it's really cool. It's mostly aimed for casual. It comes with the game and four controllers for the same price as a regular
game. You know what? People can knock the Scenic thing all they want and say, oh, it's just, you know, a DVD board game that the port to the 360. You get four controllers and the game for $60. That's not bad.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious if they're going to make it online.
I mean, if you have any friends at all, it's definitely worth picking up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a really cool idea. And
if you don't have any friends at all, then
you need to go make some.
I don't know.
You can do that on home and
Xbox Live.
You're
probably playing too many games.
Yeah, that's probably it. But let's talk about some of the other stuff they showed off. Basically, let's talk about the Assassin's Creed demo.
Oh, good.
Which,
you know, we discussed this a little earlier before the podcast, but...
Floating dead body.
Yeah, the floating, screaming dead body. the magic hay that doesn't move when a 200-pound man falls 100 feet into it.
Yeah, you know.
And jumps out of it.
But you know what?
Even Matrix.
Even if they don't fix some of that stuff, which you know they will, but I mean... Ubisoft's starting to get a reputation for releasing some games with some bugs in it, which makes me a little nervous. But hopefully they'll iron all those out before release, but it still looks like an awesome game to me.
I still think it looks incredible. I think it looks really fun. I think that E3 press showing actually hurt them more than it helped
them. Oh, yeah, it did.
Absolutely. Because that's what everybody's going to focus on. They're not going to be able to focus on the fact that the guys got to play it, and they're talking about how much they liked it.
Well... The rumor is that they had to rush and get that demo together because Bungie wasn't ready for their single player of Halo 3. So if that's the case, then you know we can excuse
it.
They had to hurry up and put that together.
Right, absolutely. But here's the other thing, and you know the way bugs are, sometimes you don't always run into them, obviously. But it seems like before, even if you had to rush it together, it seems like before you showed it at E3 in front of everybody, you would have done a couple run-throughs of the exact path you were going to take at E3. And if you noticed some of that stuff, you would have not done it on the stage.
Yeah.
You'd have skipped around it. So, but, you know, maybe it was just one of those things where they did like 6 or 7 run-throughs and it never happened. And then
all of a sudden it
or
just...
Maybe
right, in which case, you know what, it's not that big a deal anyway. So,
yeah. It hurts, but at the same time, I don't think that people should look away from the game.
No,
because I think it's still going to be a great game.
It's still going to be fantastic.
Yeah, because the temporary floating body isn't going to distract the fact that if it's a fun game, that it's a fun game.
Right.
I mean, you can have glitches in a game, and it's still being a great game.
Absolutely.
But people nowadays, they're accustomed to, you know, game is looking good and not buggy, and people don't play games anymore.
Like, you know, flawless execution.
That's a good point, though. People
don't play games for games
anymore.
No, they
don't. It's like people plug stuff into a console now just to criticize it the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, that's really... It's kind of like what the movie industry's become. People
right.
go see movies
yeah.
just so they can talk about how bad and pick apart
right.
after the movie. Like
it's
the Star
like,
Wars
unless
trilogy.
You,
they're
unless you
really
work
guilty
for,
of that.
Unless you work for IGN or GameSpot and you're getting paid to nitpick games to pieces, or unless you're a bug tester and you're getting paid to nitpick games to pieces, just play them because they're fun. Elder Scrolls III Morrowind is one of my favorite games of all time, and that was... buggy
that thing
all
would
hell.
Crash my Xbox constantly.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I had to save it like every 5 minutes because I knew that it was going to freeze up on me, but game was a blast.
Yeah, so. It's really hard to do that, but let's move on to another game that they showed that some people are picking as game of the show, which is Call of Duty 4. And they ran through that single player demo with the guys in the grass, and just wow.
Yeah, looks absolutely fantastic, and I'm glad to see Infinity Ward back at the... back at the helm.
Yeah.
And, you know, Call of Duty 2 was amazing. And the graphics in Call of Duty 4 and, you know, their track record as far as quality goes, I think it's going to be...
And it's finally not World War II.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And the thing that I liked about what they showed was it seems like every level is so diverse. Like, some levels you'd be hiding in the grass, doing, you know, stealth missions. Some levels would be an all-out war with just crazy shit going on.
Right.
And then some levels, you know, it's so different. Like, every level is completely different. Like,
right.
if you watch the montage trailer, you'll see them running through a submarine with, like, the submarines exploding into pieces and water coming out of the walls.
Right.
Just it's an amazing game.
Right. It kind of looks it looks to me like it's kind of a mix of Ghost Recon, Rainbow Six, and the old Call of Duties, only in the modern.
And I feel
times.
A lot
battle,
of
Battlefield.
I feel a lot of Battlefield in there.
Yeah.
But I think that'll come through more a lot in the multiplayer.
Right.
So,
right.
And then, of course, you know, they wanted to go harder and deeper. As if anybody saw the press conference, that's actually what he said before they started the demo. Is he's like, we're going to take this demo harder and deeper. And everybody just started chuckling.
Bad choice of words.
Damn it.
Did anybody else
set me up and I can't even say anything?
Yep.
No, you cannot. No. The list. Look at the list.
Manhunt 2.
That the, like, the people that was out there that was playing these different games were like, not really good showmen. Like, they all were like, kind of awkward out there. Like, this is our game that we built for you guys to have fun. And that was kind of it. And you're like, wow. Okay, we go from Peter Moore to you guys. All right, that's fine.
Well, it's kind of like the night before on G4 when they were showing the Medal of Honor demo and the guy kept dying.
Yeah.
I'm like, you made this game and you just keep dying.
He's like, he could be out of a job, surely, because he keeps getting killed in this.
All right, well, let's run down. Let's basically, that was to the two biggest demonstrations, I think, at the show. As far as presentation of the rest of the show, the Halo music thing...
It was kind of cool.
It was
they picked some fans from Illinois or Indiana
cool.
or something.
I think that's cool. And the Rock Band demonstration was really cool, other than the fact that Peter Moore almost
paused
reset the song.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
He just, oh, it's me.
He accidentally paused it. He kept rolling over the restart button, and they're like, no! Don't restart the song! But just watching them play it gets me really excited about that game.
Yeah.
And it looks phenomenal. Awesome. So... let's run down the gamut of Xbox 360 games that were at the show. Project Gotham 4, that was huge, and you got to be a fan, I think.
Right.
And at the same time, you got to wonder: is it too many racing games? We just got Forza.
Dirt. Gotham and Forza are kind of in a different class.
You can say that, but they're still on the shelf. It's a racing game.
It's true.
And people look at it and you go, "Well, I got Forza, I got Dirt, and I got Project Gotham all in the span of like 3 months."
Right.
And I think Gotham's going to get the lower end of that.
Right. Because some people making a stink about the fact that they locked it at 30 frames per second instead of 60 per second.
This is exactly what he's referring to, is people just don't play the goddamn game anymore.
Exactly. And you know what? Human eye sees 26 frames a second. So unless you get some bad frame rate stutter, you're not going to notice it. You're just not going to notice it.
I'm so tired of the frames per second comments. I'm so tired
ridiculous.
Of hearing about them. I don't care.
Me either. My game runs at 60, man.
Like,
it's 30. It doesn't matter.
It was cracking me up, slightly off topic, but the whole Madden is going to be 60.
On the 360.
60 on the 360 and 30 on the PlayStation 3, and people were throwing a fit about it. I'm like, you're not going to notice. It's fucking bad.
You're really not. I mean, you're not going to care. It doesn't matter.
And see, that's kind of hypocritical, because people play Madden because it's Madden. They play it because it's Madden.
Well, yeah. That's why they play
it. But
then
they go around and, like, Halo doesn't look as good as it should.
Dude,
the game.
Did you see the Halo single player?
Yeah, I was just gonna get to that. Comment.
The Halo single player, we'll get to that last, but there'll be some debates about that too. I think you're swallowing the mic into your hat there.
God. Dang it.
Let's move on.
I'm gonna keep setting you up just because I know you can't make jokes.
All right, next up, the Naruto game, which is exclusive to the 360, the Ubisoft one.
I'm gonna pick it up.
It actually looked.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting. I mean, it's a huge franchise to have exclusive, and I think that's a big thing.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the show.
I've never watched the show.
I've never seen it, but I've heard that it's not really all that great. But I'm gonna pick up the game just because I like those types of games. I'd be more happy if they like had gotten Budokai Tenkaichi 3 or something, but that's fine. I'll play Naruto.
Thing is, man, I'm really looking forward to it. I got the first box set of Naruto, so I've seen couple dozen episodes of it, and I really like the series. I mean, it's not the best series, but it's pretty good. But yeah, the game looks freaking amazing, man. It's three-dimensional. You know, it almost reminded me of Shenmue in a way.
Wait, did you say Shamu or Shenmue?
Shenmue.
Okay.
Remind you of Shamu?
Remind him of the whale at SeaWorld.
In a way, because how the game
like the river it Jordan.
Feels like a real city when you're inside of it.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen some videos of it and stuff like that. And when he's running around the city, it's like, it has this, you know, quote unquote open ended feel, you know, almost sandboxy. But it's absolutely beautiful. I mean, the cell shading actually looks like the show. And,
yeah, it's got a really nice art direction. Yeah. I think it does. I mean, and it looks interesting, and it's amazing that it's exclusive.
And it's Ubisoft.
It is Ubisoft, but then again, we've already talked about Ubisoft.
Yeah, we have already talked about Ubisoft.
So we'll move on. One game that was missing that I was surprised was Virtua Fighter. You would think that they would really pump that.
Yeah.
You know, I was surprised that that was missing just because of the, you know, the online play announcement and everything. But you know what else I was surprised? And maybe I just missed it, so I might be totally off base here, but I didn't see anything about Battlefield, the new Battlefield Bad Company.
I think it's going to be next year.
That's why
it wasn't shown. That DICE is not ready to show it, so... But I think that's a really big reason why. But Virtua Fighter makes no sense because it's supposed to be out in October.
Right.
It's got online play. It's a huge, you know, bullet point for the Xbox 360 version.
Yep.
Not even a video.
Not even a video.
There was a little mention of it in a Square.
Like, right.
Here's all the games we have coming in it. Here it is, you know. But that surprised me. The next one was one of the very few newly announced games that are going to be out this year is Viva Pinata Party Animals. And we joked about this for how long that the new game announcement at E3 for the Microsoft would have been a Viva Pinata game.
Yeah, and what do you know?
But the funny thing is it's not even made by Rare. It's made by Chrome Studios, and it's not the same kind of game. It's a Mario Party style minigame.
Yeah.
Mm.
And one of them is a belching sailing boat contest.
Well, I think this one is more based on the cartoon Viva Pinata than the game at Rare.
I think that Rare realized that game that they made was not the best for the age group that it was really targeted at.
No.
Because Viva Pinata was not a kid's game.
No.
I mean, it was a game that you played with your kids.
Yeah.
You never let them take control of it because it's just too much micromanagement.
It was fun, but it was a lot of micromanagement.
Yeah, there was a little too much for kids, so I think this is going to be like their Mario Party, which it's a good franchise to do it with. It works.
Yeah, if you're going to do it with any franchise, you might as well do it with the cute, fluffy pinata animals.
Pinata.
Pinata.
All right, moving on. Two more games from Namco Bandai that we didn't really see much of. Eternal Sonata, which is coming out soon. We didn't see much from that.
No.
And then Ace Combat 6 we can talk about because a few people in here have played it.
Demo. I played the demo, when was that?
I'm getting it.
A couple days ago, but it was great. I enjoyed it a lot.
See, I just don't like flying games. I tried to play, and I'm just like, I'm not having fun. I just do not enjoy it.
I like flight sims and air combat games and stuff.
The graphics are
gorgeous.
It's pretty. I'll give it that.
But I had a lot of fun with it.
I don't know what to make of the storyline thing so far though, because it seems kind of cheesy.
Yeah, Ace Combat though.
The stories are cheesy.
Yeah,
that's fine. But I'm just saying, you know, this is going to a different audience.
It's Namco crying out loud.
But still,
Xbox 360 audience is not really used to the generic, retarded Japanese storylines.
You know what?
They're not.
I have to be honest. I've never actually followed a storyline Ace Combat. I always skipped over the cutscenes.
Yeah, me too.
I don't care. Like, because it makes no sense. And you're like, what? Nation of what? What they do?
What's that?
I just skip over the game. I'm not interested in flying games.
I'm not either. I played the demo, and I was like, maybe this would be the one to hook me in, and I started playing, and I'm like, I still hate these games.
He crashed. It was like, wow.
Actually, I didn't crash. I was just flying around. I'm like, I really hate these games. I just hate them. I don't know what it is. All right.
Wait, before you move on.
Yes.
The Eternal Sonata. They did say they announced it is co-op. So that RPG is co-op.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it online or just local?
They didn't say They didn't say online or local. They just said co-op. So
Namco,
it could be online.
Knowing Namco, is probably local.
It probably is. But
probably.
It could be online. That'd be awesome.
If it's online, that'd be pretty awesome. All right. Next up, another game they didn't really show at the show, but is Flatout, which disappeared from the release list.
That's
and then
right.
But it's out in Europe. Europeans already playing it.
Yeah,
fair.
So, next one, another game that they did not show that made no sense to me was Blue Dragon.
Yeah, I know.
This is a game you have come
out. They did put a demo out
on
the
Marketplace, but at the conference there was no mention of it.
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah, that was one that they should have pushed a little harder. But
anybody who's played the demo, that is some classic old school RPG goodness.
It is. It's pretty
it's
too.
Really, it's really pretty. Did you do any of the summon of the? Oh,
they're
so awesome.
They're I forget what it's called. Corporeal. They're corporeal forms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's funny about it is I'm sitting there. I'm like, there's no skip button.
Yeah.
I'm kind of worried about that because they last for like ever. I'm like,
yeah, they do.
I hope I can skip this during the game because this is a little long. But I'm surprised they didn't show that. The one game they did show was the other game from Sakaguchi was Lost Odyssey. And I got to say 180.
Yeah.
I got to say 180 on that. Because the first demo, no interest to me whatsoever. It looked really boring and drab. And then they announced a storyline to where the guy's like an immortal. And he's lived for 1,000 years through all these different times. And you actually get to play through all these different times. And graphically, it took 10 steps forward.
Yeah, it really did.
It looks friggin'. Really, and what's amazing is they're showing it. That means it will be out this year.
Yeah, he already said that. That was simultaneously released, too.
But how much did you believe that when he just said it, you know? Because Peter Molyneux said, oh, you'll be playing Fable 2 in 2007, you know?
We'll be right.
And you're sitting there going, no, I won't. Don't lie to me, Pete. But I didn't believe Lost Odyssey was going to make it this year. I really did not.
Yeah,
and now that they're basically confirming it, that's huge.
Isn't it supposed to be a simultaneous release?
Yeah, in America and Japan.
America and Japan.
Yep.
And Europe. I don't know if Europe's getting it or not, but...
All right. Next up, we have, of course, Fable 2, which was only shown on the floor. It wasn't shown at the press conference. And from what I've heard about it, I don't know.
Combat looked pretty good.
The combat looks good, but you do know it's all one button, right?
Right.
I mean, they're trying to make it extremely as simple as possible. It's only
going to be one button. But then again, the people who messed around with it said that the one button thing worked pretty well and that they liked
it
quite a bit.
Fable
so
was one button, I think.
Well, then you had your magic spells and stuff too.
Yeah.
So wait, the magic spells and everything is one button?
Everything is one button. That's what I'm taking combat wise. Anytime you fight combat, it's one button.
Did they think it was too hard in the first game?
Huh.
I don't know.
It wasn't.
No.
You know how Pete is. Really, he's always overthinking things.
Yeah. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
That's why his games take forever to come out.
And when they come out, you're like, this ain't what you told
me. This isn't what you said. Come on, Pete.
I think it'll
work. I'm calling him Pete.
I took that one down the wrong hole.
Wow.
I'm choking up here. Talking about Fable, you know.
You just get a little choked up.
I get a little choked up. Next game on the list is one everybody should be excited about. It's BioShock.
Yes. I'm not excited about BioShock. BioShock's
don't lie.
Suck.
Don't
I'm just kidding. I'm
yeah, exactly. I know you're lying. Well, what's funny is they didn't really show much of that, either, at the press conference.
They really didn't show a lot of anything.
They did.
Well, I mean, because their focus was on the... BioShock could have been shown, because it's coming out this year.
Yeah, it's coming out like a month.
Right. I don't know why they didn't show BioShock.
Maybe there's something secret they don't want to show.
But how much of that game have you seen, though, you know? It's like, I've seen like four or five different levels of guys playing it, and I'm like, what don't I know? I mean,
pretty much seen about a good hour's worth of gameplay, like, totaled up between all the videos.
That's why I didn't show it, because, you know, they don't want to
overexpose it. Yeah, but you'd think that they'd at least give it a presence at the show.
Yeah, they should have shown a guy play through the level, like they did with the other
game. It's probably on the show floor.
Oh, yeah, people were playing it. They said, you know, just, you can't get enough good press about it, because everybody loves it so far.
Right.
But I don't know, that one surprised me. And now we have Halo Wars, which I heard was really good.
Looks really good.
I mean, it was a small, short demo, but they said it's not like CNC at all. It's so much more simple. It's not built for RTS fans. It's built for Halo fans.
Right.
And it's real simplified.
Which,
it's,
if you were going to make a real-time strategy game about Halo, that's the way you had to build it. You had to build it for Halo fans, because otherwise you're going to get a whole bunch of Halo fans on there trying to play it that absolutely cannot.
No, they said it was real simple. All of the sound effects and everything, it felt like you were playing Halo, except you had control over more people.
Right.
And they said everything's context-sensitive, so, like, you touch something, it does it. You know, it's not like Command & Conquer where you got to hold, like, three buttons down, pull the left trigger, press A,
yeah,
and move everything. Everything is one button, pretty much, and it just, it works. What I heard, it was really good. It looked, the videos I saw looked amazing. So.
That's out this year.
No.
No.
That's next year. That was shown outside.
When it's competing with its little, or big brother.
No, no, they're not going to do that. They're going to release it probably like in March or April, like after everybody's over the Halo
3. They can keep the Halo love going.
Yep, the Halo love, just keep film moving. The one thing they did mention about Halo was they mentioned the Peter Jackson thing, and I thought they were going to show it.
Right. Well,
they didn't.
Did you see the little, like...
the movie?
Yeah, the live-action stuff.
You know what? I was watching that, and I'm like, this is really bad.
So cheesy.
It's so bad. I just
I mean, the effects were ridiculously cheesy, but some of the props and stuff looked pretty good.
I felt
good,
I was watching a Ford Motor Company commercial for the...
Yeah.
For the world.
Yeah, for the truck or something. Right. I'm like, I don't really care about this. Yeah. I also wonder, what was the point of that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, what was the reason behind showing that?
I think it was they were trying to maybe entice someone in Hollywood that a Halo movie is a good idea.
They already made.
They didn't do it. They didn't do it with that trailer.
Fox has the rights to.
It's definitely. It's not coming out. It's postponed for indefinitely.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
indefinitely postponed.
You should talk instead of whispering to each other, because I didn't hear you very much.
Oh, no, I was just saying that they indefinitely postponed the Halo movie.
It's not coming.
Whispered, it's not coming.
But then again, right. If you really think about it, would you even want a Halo movie?
No.
I don't want any video game.
I don't want a Metal Gear movie, but they still make it.
I'll still go watch it.
I'm going to watch it, but I don't want it.
I'll probably watch Dead or Alive when it comes out on DVD.
I'll watch Dead or Alive. It was good. Did you like Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
You'll like Dead or Alive. He hated Dead or Alive. It's and you know what's funny? Freaking Liu Kang is in Dead or Alive.
Yeah, the same guy, Robin Shue.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he has got no work.
I was like,
he's probably running around in Hollywood going, are you guys making new Mortal Kombat movies? Any work?
I heard rumbling for Mortal Kombat 3, huh?
Yeah, I heard they were making a Mortal Kombat 3, yeah. I know, but
they
we're getting off topic.
Yeah,
Christopher Lambert. Yeah, I know. I heard all of it. Trust me, I'm the MK junkie. Which I heard a little rumor, and I don't know, I must have missed an EGM, that apparently Mortal Kombat next franchise, they might be fighting some other popular franchise.
Really?
Which other popular franchise?
I don't
know.
Oh. I don't know. That's just a little bit rumor.
It'll be cool.
Speculate?
Street Fighter.
In the next, did you say in the next movie or game?
Game.
Oh.
It'd be awesome. But I doubt Capcom would do that to their people.
I think that a good crossover would be...
Decapitating.
Could you say Killer Instinct?
Yeah, but that would have to make it exclusive to Microsoft. It wouldn't work. Mortal Kombat's always multi-platform.
Yeah.
Would have to go multi-platform, won't work. So
be nice, but it
be
won't.
Nice,
it
but
be
yeah.
Sweet.
So somebody use that the fighting game creator and make a Killer Instinct versus
Mortal
Kombat.
Killer Instinct Gold versus Mortal Kombat 2. Woot!
Because really, when it comes to Mortal Kombat, that's probably one of the closest other fighting game series is that you could do a crossover without making it look totally absurd.
Right.
Absurd.
You have real looking people fighting the guys from Street Fighter. Doesn't really
doesn't work.
Doesn't really mesh.
All right, and the last thing we're going to talk about is the big one, Halo 3.
Where was Mass Effect in this list?
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. I forgot. I completely skipped over Mass Effect.
How dare you?
I skipped over Mass Effect. The big thing with Mass Effect was that it was announced for this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was going to be
really
out in December.
That it wasn't going to make it this
and
year.
That
I'm
game
so excited.
Looks gorgeous.
Yeah. That video they showed just blew my mind.
Like, it's going to be amazing.
Wow.
It's going to be just amazing.
Yes.
That's my pick for game of the year 2007.
It's
before
right
it even
there.
Comes out, that's my pick.
It's
really?
Up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll be up there, but I think it's going to compete with the big one that I guess we're about to talk about.
Well, I think we're also going to have a lot of people forgetting about good old Rock Band.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's our a wallets shocker that all are these good bleed. Games are going to go up against the mother of them all.
Yeah, and and you know what game we didn't even mention at all? A little game called Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you
we'll
skipped
talk about
over
that
too, didn't you?
Lost in the mix.
But, you know, let's just say
hey, Microsoft didn't spend $50 million for you to skip over Grand Theft Auto.
Well, you know, they didn't really even talk about it much. They showed the whole trailer again.
Right, they showed the, Special Someone trailer again.
Yeah, Special Someone trailer. But, you know, and we'll talk about Grand Theft Auto later. But right now, let's go to the big mother of all games that's coming out this year. That's more than likely going to be the best-selling game of the year. It's more than likely going to move systems for the people who haven't switched to the 360 yet, but only the Halo fans.
Right.
Is obviously Halo 3.
Absolutely.
And I have to say that trailer that they showed at the press conference sucked.
Yeah.
It sucked because it showed nothing in an instance that you could catch. You had to analyze it and slow it down to catch everything
right.
That was really cool, like fighting next to the Arbiter.
Right, there were way too many quick cuts.
They probably did
in
that
it.
For a reason.
I'm sure they did that for a reason, but that's not what you want to do.
Well, no.
it's just getting people buzzed
because
it showed some of the single player. It was all single player, and
yeah.
That's the only game right now that can actually just give me goosebumps.
Well, I mean, it's really good.
You know what though? They needed more. To be honest, they needed more. Slow, drawn out landscape shots in the trailer.
Yeah, exactly.
Like just like the screenshot they released of Master Chief standing with the gun with the background behind him.
Yeah.
They needed more long sort of panning shots like that to really, you know, give you a sense of what the environment's going to look like. Instead of, they showed way too much indoor, close quarters, quick cut stuff.
And they showed it too fast. Like
right.
The scene with the Arbiter and the Master Chief running out front with the chain
right.
guns. I mean, do you know how awesome that is to think about that?
Right.
Well, think about co-op play.
And again, they did it for a reason. I'll guarantee you they'll show more in the next couple months about it.
Well, there'll be a demo at XO7, I'm sure. But, I mean, if they had to cancel their playable demo they're supposed to have here, supposedly. So, you know, Assassin's Creed could put theirs out. Then they didn't have enough time to make this cool trailer that we all wanted to see because they were probably working for that demo.
It leaves
to the
you
point
for more. It's just like the first teaser we saw. That was compared. It was awesome.
Yeah, but you know what? I officially don't buy the whole we didn't have a demo ready because everybody got to play it at the show. They got to play a part of the single player game, and they said that trailer does it no justice.
Right. I heard the exact
game
same thing.
Looked freaking amazing, and why didn't they just put a guy out on stage with a controller
and let him play the demo? Yeah.
That, you know,
that would have been a lot better idea to me.
Because just think about the first time they showed Halo 2 single player, and they showed the guy play it. How the people just went nuts,
right?
You know, about it, and that's all they had to do: play a 5-minute demo, and you're done.
Well, I guess that coincides with the theory that Microsoft is saving all their big guns for
XO7.
I'm sure that XO7 is going to be huge. Don't get me wrong.
Maybe they just didn't want to overshadow all the other greatness coming out, too.
It's possible, but at the same time, you get the same people that argue that Microsoft just didn't do anything because they didn't show anything new.
Right.
And then they relied on Halo, and then even with Halo, they kind of disappointed.
Right.
So, but yeah, overall, the conference itself, let's give it a grade. Let's give it a grade, you know, just like a standard school grade of what they did. They went safe. They didn't show anything, you know, too far off in the future.
They showed some great games that we already knew were coming.
We're going around with the grade.
They didn't really do much exciting.
Give it
a grade, Testa.
B-minus?
That's probably fair. B-minus, C+.
See, I'd give it a B. Just a B.
I think I'll give it a B, too.
And I'll go with a B. I mean, it was a solid, safe conference. It wasn't anything miraculous. They kind of limited themselves to the games, but that's what it's all about.
But once again, XO7 is probably going to be huge.
XO7 is going to be huge.
Now, if they come out and don't do anything at XO7 either, I'm going to be incredibly disappointed.
I think XO7 is where they're going to bring Itagaki out, and he's going to be like, Ninja Gaiden 2. And you're going to be
please.
Like,
woo! please.
XO7 is going to be the show where he's like, all these games that you see here tonight are going to be coming out in the next 2 months.
Yeah.
And then Dennis Dyack's going to come out and be like, Too Human is a good game, goddammit!
Stop hating
on it because you're pissing me off! Alright, so let's move on to Sony. And the buzz going around is that they definitely had the best show. But then again, like Wolverine said, and why he picked them, they had to have a good show.
Yep.
They had to come out, they had to punch people in the face and say, here's why you need to go out and spend.
Right.
Yeah, he's
we $600. Well,
before we started, you know,
temporarily $499. Yeah.
We need to address the fact that this price drop is really kind of a ruse.
Right.
It's not really real.
Right. And it's funny to me that the Peter Moore called it, basically. He's like, they asked him about the PlayStation 3 price drop, and he's like, well, it's not really much of a price drop. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And then everybody was like, oh,
he's just being a PR guy.
Yeah. No, he was absolutely correct.
He knew, and the thought was, hey, he knew what was going on. But see, here's my question is, after they phase out the 60 gig, are they going to constantly pack that game in? Because what about people that don't want that
now,
game?
Now, my guess, if I had to take a guess, they'll probably do away with the bundle after the 60 gig sells
out.
See,
you know what? I don't know that I believe that for the simple reason that when they announced the new PSP redesign, you can only buy that in a bundle,
yeah.
You can't buy it without a game and without a memory stick and stuff like that. So you can't just buy the system.
Yeah, but I don't think they'll do the same thing for the PlayStation 3.
What's that?
Even the pink one? Like, those all come in bundle? The PSP
The
redesign?
New redesign that they announced at E3, which is like a...
There's the ice silver one. There's a Star Wars one. The ice silver one comes bundled with...
One of them comes bundled with Daxter.
That's the one that has Daxter.
And then there's one that comes with Star Wars.
Right, game. Battlefront comes with the one that's got Darth Vader on the back.
Yeah.
And it's white. It's a white PSP.
Right, yeah. With Darth Vader's face on the back.
I'm just kind of curious if they're going to take... If they take MotorStorm out of that bundle, I'm sorry, but $600 when I could have bought a 60 gig for $500 a month before is not a good deal.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's actually more expensive than it needed to be. If they're going to drop $100 off price,
right. You're
going to add 20 gigs to the hard drive. You want to talk about, that's $100 for 20 gigs. And people throw a fit over Microsoft's $100 20 gig hard drive.
Right.
It's not worth it. Just like I'll tell you that the Elite's hard drive, the 120 gigs, not worth $180.
No.
I mean, it's just not. It's too expensive.
No.
If they take MotorStorm out of the package, I think they need to bring it back down to $499, which I don't think that they're going to do.
I don't think they're going to do either.
But if Microsoft drops their price, then, you know, yay them.
Okay. I've heard that it's going to be a $100 drop across SKUs. Going to be
$200, $300, $400.
Yeah, needs across the board.
They really do. If they, because wow,
they're going to be way outpriced if they don't reevaluate.
But aside from that, because hardware is never the important con.
You know, before we get off of that, the one thing that I think needs to be commented on as far as the Sony price drop goes, as I pour some more of my Thirst Rockers Blue Raspberry, is the fact that it really sort of disturbs me that at Sony, the left hand doesn't seem to know what the right hand is doing. Because when the whole price drop thing came out, and then you had the guy from Europe saying, well, you know, it's only until the 60 gigs sell out. And then the guy from Sony Japan says, yeah, it's only until the 60 gigs sell out. And then Sony America's like, no, that's not true. That's not true. They're telling you the wrong information. Well, then why is Sony Europe and Sony Japan saying it is true for the North American market?
Maybe and it's said something they were supposed
it's,
to say.
It's amazing to me that a company as big as Sony is doesn't, you know, doesn't know, like I said, left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. It's amazing to me that the three aren't coordinated well enough to know, hey, this is what you say, this is what you don't say.
Yeah. I think the American PR market is very different than the Japanese and the European
market. But I mean, the fact of the matter is they weren't commenting on European or Japanese systems. They were commenting on the North American market. Yeah. And, you know, to me, if I'm Sony, I'm going to be like, look, you're in charge of Europe, you're in charge of Japan, don't talk about the North American market.
Exactly.
And the thing about it is, to me, it's very clear that even after Sony came out and denied that that was the plan, it was very clear that they were just spinning it because that was the plan, but nobody was supposed to know about it. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
yeah. It's definitely a weird situation. In the next couple months, we'll see how it pans out. But right now, it's not good PR. You got good PR by dropping the system $100, and then you turn around and you flush it down the toilet by announcing that it's not
right.
really a price
Again,
drop.
It sounds like it wasn't supposed to be announced.
It sounds more like we're clearancing out this model.
Pretty much.
So we can introduce
yeah,
this new
that's,
model.
It's not
the,
a price drop at all.
No.
It's just a shifting of
it's
the brand.
So maybe
sale.
That's why Microsoft. Well, maybe that's why Microsoft didn't announce a price drop because
right.
they knew this was going to happen. Then after Sony bumps the price back up, Microsoft goes, well, now you can get an Xbox for $200, $300, or $400 depending on your style.
Right.
Exactly.
And that'll be huge. So.
Right.
But enough about hardware. Let's get to the software, and this is where Sony really came through.
Yeah.
Huge came through. Let's talk about the first game. We heard Sucker Punch was going to do a game, and immediately we said Sly Cooper.
Right.
Because what else have they done outside of Rocket Robot on Wheels for the N64?
Rocket Robot. Which, by the way, Rocket makes a cameo in the first Sly Cooper.
Yes.
It's like a little rocket you can...
But Sucker Punch has completely went off the deep end and created a Crackdown clone, almost. Mm-hmm. Different art style. Very different art style.
But similar.
Very similar premise.
Right. Yeah. It's got the realistic art style.
Yeah, it's called Infamous, and it looks... incredible.
Yeah, looks very good.
It looks really good. And if it's a Crackdown style, I'm not going to complain because I love Crackdown. And if you got a game like that where, and I noticed in the trailer, like he's doing like electricity powers and stuff, so you can actually get superhero powers, not just jumping and shooting. So I'm really excited. Plus, Sucker Punch is just a great developer.
Oh, yeah, fantastic
so,
developer. Anybody who's played any of the Sly Cooper games. And to be honest, if you haven't played them, they're all cheap on the PlayStation 2,
yeah.
So pick them up. Because, I mean, even if you looked at them and like, oh, that looks like a game for little kids, pick it up because they're great.
Yeah. So I was really excited about that. That was one of their big announcements. And then they went on with the PlayStation Network games, which I'm still indifferent about franchises getting these... half-assed treatments like Warhawk, but Warhawk's turning out really good.
Right.
Yeah.
So no complaint there, but they announced Wipeout.
Everybody who played the beta said that Warhawk was very...
very good.
Very good.
But now we're getting Wipeout in addition to SOCOM, but these are two big franchises that I'm kind of curious...
why they didn't go full-blown release.
Yeah, and I think that's because Zipper's working on a new SOCOM that we haven't seen yet. I think we're going to get a full-blown SOCOM 4 next year. But Wipeout, I mean... I guess the franchise doesn't have the clout that it used to.
No, it doesn't. I mean...
I think it looked good.
It does look good.
It looked really good.
I mean, if I had a PS3, I would really be looking forward to it, and I would plop down the cash or whatever they call it online, the
PlayStation Bucks or whatever.
Yeah,
PlayStation they haven't even Bucks. Released those yet, so people still have to use their credit card. But yeah. I'm just kind of curious what the pricing structure on that's going to be, because Warhawk is really kind of funny because it's $40 if you buy it on the PlayStation Network,
right?
Or it's $60 in retail, but it comes
get
with
a Bluetooth
headset, which
right.
is a really good
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, it is a good deal
because the Bluetooth headset is going to cost you $60 anyway. So I don't know. And then we move on to the big ones. They didn't show much of the agency. They showed a little bit, not a whole lot. Lair, which continues to be a debatable game, whether anybody's really interested in it or not.
It I think it looks. I think it looks
dragon.
Pretty good,
that's awesome.
I'm.
it is Factor 5.
It is Factor 5. It looks good. I'm a little concerned about longevity.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's going to be fun to play for a long time.
Or if it's a shallow
right,
game.
Right, yeah. So, and to be honest, I'm not sold on the on-foot combat because it does not look good to me.
No.
It looks incredibly repetitive and it looks a little stiff. But
ooh, it's going to be like a Squaresoft Dragon game.
But,
yeah, that's what I was about to say, the Squaresoft game.
Drakengard?
Yeah. But the flight sequences and the graphics look amazing.
It does look amazing.
The scale is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So...
It's a visually impressive.
I'm still
it's
on
a
the
showpiece
fence.
For the system.
Right.
It really is. If it's not your game, it's still a showpiece. But if it is your game, you're going to really like it.
Right. So. And the story seems kind of cool. So.
And then, of course, Ratchet and Clank,
which looks
Insomniac showed off a very playable demo that
and looks really good.
Really good.
Yeah, I just love the part where you see like the almost the Coruscant looking type of city with all the flying cars and high rise buildings in the background, and it looks. Like, it looks like the stage is, like, miles wide with, like, flying. It looks incredible.
It looks like a very big, huge game that's going to be a lot of fun. And Ratchet has a very good track record of
having
a really good game. So I think that's going to be a big one for Sony. I don't think that it's necessarily going to be a system seller, but if you own a system, I think it's going to sell really well. Which brings us to the other first-party game, or we call it second-party, from Naughty Dog. Which is Uncharted Drake's Fortune, which they didn't show a whole lot of new stuff.
No,
I was surprised.
They didn't. And it looks pretty good. I'm still not. Some people seem to be blown away by it. I'm not blown away by it yet.
Yeah.
It's really my kind of game, though, which is why I'm really excited about it. It mixes kind of the Tomb Raider and you know Indiana Jones and almost some of the Gears stuff with the cover system.
What happened to Indiana Jones?
It's next year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
LucasArts
is
working on
that.
It. They're using the same engine as The Force Unleashed, so it's going to be. Same idea.
I heard from somewhere that the new Indiana Jones game is actually going to be a tie-in with the movie.
Yeah,
yeah, it will be. That's why they're really pushing it back too.
You see,
the movie's May 22nd next year.
I like the idea of what they originally had. You know, it was like a side story.
Research this step.
It's my birthday.
Hello. Yeah, but nobody cares about that.
Yeah, I know.
I get you a donut.
Well, you know,
I'll get you a donut too. Smokes. Don't look sad.
Don't fret.
Don't
we love you?
Fret.
All right, but yeah, Uncharted. I think it's going to be another one of those games that's going to be kind of like a Tomb Raider, where it has its fan base.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I'm still not I'm not blown away by it yet, but it looks graphically it looks really good.
Yeah.
I haven't seen enough of it gameplay wise to really decide whether or not it's going to be a AAA title or not.
All right, next up we have the announcement, and the only reason I list this as the Sony is because they did announce a time exclusive on Unreal Tournament.
Right.
Which is a huge announcement.
Absolutely.
Unreal Tournament will only be on the PlayStation 3 console-wise this year. It will not be on the 360 this year.
Well, and you know, it's a smart thing, too, because you don't want Unreal out there trying to compete with Halo.
No, you really don't.
I mean, and you know, Haze is the same way.
We'll talk about Haze in a minute.
Okay. But I mean, really, if you release another first-person shooter on the Xbox after September 25th, you're probably
you're
not making the smartest business decision. And that's, you know, I think that's because we all would agree that the 360's lineup this fall is ridiculously impressive.
Yes.
But there's that 800-pound gorilla
that comes out in September.
Yeah, that, you know, everybody is going to have to compete with. And it really, I mean, it's going to be an interesting fall for Microsoft.
It
will
be.
We're talking about Sony now, so.
Yeah, let's get away from Microsoft.
Let's get away from that.
But I think Unreal Tournament's huge, and I think that was the big thing that Sony was talking about, exclusivity with Epic Games and getting that out. And I think that Epic really enjoys it because you'd be able to do the PC mods on it.
Right,
which
is
really cool.
A big bonus for the PS3.
Yeah, so. But you can't create levels on your PS3.
No,
you can
just
upload the stuff
me.
To the PS3, which is weird, but still very cool. And then one that came out of left field, which we was curious where it was Gran Turismo 5.
Right.
It showed up, and I have to say, wow.
Looks good.
I don't like those kind of games. I'm not a big Forza fan.
I've always I've preferred the Forza series since it was released to the Gran Turismo series. Graphically, the new Gran Turismo looks fantastic. I'm going to have to play it before I tell you whether it's better than Forza 2 or not.
This is
as
true.
Far as from a physics and racing standpoint. So,
from a visual standpoint, it makes Forza
look
sick and
unique. Oh, yeah, it does. Absolutely.
Absolutely. It really does.
But the thing about Forza is graphically, yeah, it's maybe a step down, but the physics in it are running at, what, 120 frames per second or something
like
that?
It's an incredible game, don't get me wrong.
So unless Gran Turismo can match that, I don't know if it's going to feel as real as Forza did. But we'll see when it comes out.
Definitely. Next up on the list, Little Big Planet, which we finally got to see them creating the little levels and stuff.
Yeah, I'm with Terrence on this.
I don't care.
I really, you know, I respect Little Big Planet for its contributions.
Yeah.
But I am not excited about it in the least.
I'm really kind of like on the fence about it because I see them do these little things and I go, wow, I'd really like to do that. But then at the same time I go, I don't know if I'd want to spend $60.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah. Moving clock. I mean,
put it on PlayStation Network, charge $20 for it, and you might get some people excited.
Well, I think the way they're going to handle it is they're going to release a beta this year, kind of like they did with Home and Warhawk, and you're going to be able to toy around with it, and then they're going to release it retail next year. So I think they're really going to wait and see what the beta community feels about it and how they deal with it, but everybody that plays it, it's like you love it or you hate it.
Right.
You either really enjoy what it does or you really don't like it. And not having played it, I'm kind of on the fence. I'm like, I don't know if I want to play this.
But
or
how long are these people playing that they love it? I mean, how long can you love it?
Yeah, that's my other thing. It seems like it would get, even though, I mean, granted, it's nice that you're going to be able to build new levels all the time. It still seems like it's going to get old pretty quick.
It's very possible, and I don't know what to make of it. I respect the fact that they're doing it. I think it's a really cool idea. I don't know who it's going to appeal to. It may blow up and kill everybody like the Wii did.
Right.
Because if you think about it, the more you play the Wii, the more you're like, well, this isn't really all, you know. But look at its sales, you know.
It's true.
And people love it, so I really don't know at this point. Next up is the next big one is Heavenly Sword.
Looks pretty sweet.
It looks really good, but ever since I heard that you can't jump,
if that's
the truth, then I honestly, I lose a ton of excitement for it because, like we were talking about earlier, the nice thing about the games like, which, you know, Heavenly Sword fits right in the same category as Prince of Persia, God of War. The nice thing about them is it's not action all the time.
Yeah.
They break up sort of the mindless fighting with some great platforming and, you know, platforming puzzles and stuff like that. And if you can't jump, I don't see where you go from there.
I don't know about it at this point. I mean, I really don't know what to think. I really want to play it. I really do. And I've heard that people play it love it.
Well, there's a demo coming out soon for
I hope so. They've been mumbling about this demo for how long now? It's like the PlayStation Network just completely forgot about their store.
Right.
During E3, like the first day, they had like 20 trailers. I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome. It's just going to get better day by day. No. I mean, literally the second day was their new release, Thursday update store game, and one trailer. And then the day after that, it was just one trailer. And that was it.
Right.
And I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, really? I mean, nothing else? You have
nothing
else? Not even one demo?
Right.
Seriously.
I mean, it's... I was very disappointed in that, but I really want to play Heavenly Sword. I think it looks good. I mean, you can joke all day long that the last game that this company made was Kung Fu Chaos, but I loved Kung Fu Chaos.
Was pretty good.
It's a really different game.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're not talking about the same.
we're not talking about a racially fired, you know, little mini game as opposed to a, you know, action epic that's supposed to really be the God of War for the PlayStation 3 before God of War comes out. So, I'm still a little skeptical at this point, but I still really am excited because it is pretty. It's really pretty.
You know what I was really surprised about, actually, is we didn't see, and I know that they're not going to be able to show anything gameplay-wise or anything, but I was surprised there wasn't even, like, a little teaser for God of War 3.
I'm not surprised by that, because I think it's too early.
I'm not talking, like, gameplay or anything. I'm just talking, like, a 10-second teaser. I'm surprised they didn't show anything at all on God of War 3.
I think it's gotten to the point where they don't want to show games that early, because if you think about it, Microsoft would have done... Well, I understand why Microsoft didn't show a Gears trailer, because they were trying to push the PC version. But even showing like a teaser trailer at Nintendo's booth for like a new Zelda, because the new Zelda's probably going to come out at the same time as a God of War 3.
So, that's true.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me, because they're getting to the point where people know about games way too early, and then they just keep bitching about them not being out yet.
Yeah.
So I think that's really the big thing.
It's true.
But let's move on and talk about Hayes. Because it's, I guess, time exclusive to PS3 now? Did you see the trailer?
Yeah.
I don't really care about Hayes.
I saw the trailer and I just was like...
You know what, though?
I was not impressed with it.
I wasn't all that impressed with anything other than the story. The story seems pretty cool. The game seems pretty innovative as far as story goes.
What story did you get out of that?
What, really? Because it's like, he's like,
a good
guy. Works for these people.
With Hayes,
they
have the nectar, the crazy nectar stuff that makes them more powerful super soldiers or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, they've showed some clips now that nectar also does is it actually sanitizes the world for the soldier and makes it feel like when they're killing people that it's more like a video game instead of showing them real life. And so you'll see, if you look at some of the other gameplay trailers, when they shoot somebody and they die, they just disappear. Well, it shows, like, you'll see the screen start going crazy, and it'll say Nectar malfunction, and you see blood and rust and dead people on the ground, and the city looks, like, all just, you know, torn apart and everything, and then the Nectar comes back online, and everything looks perfect again.
But what
so it's kind of like the Nectar is a censoring agent.
Right.
So.
But what kills me about the game is everybody has clinged on to this because it's coming time exclusive to the PS3 is the Halo killer. But Free Radical made Time Splitters 3, which was not a Halo killer.
No.
I mean, people keep holding on to Free Radical because they made GoldenEye, technically.
Right.
The team that made GoldenEye.
Right. The Time Splitters games were good.
Games were good, but after the second one, did you care anymore? Like, the third one was just kind of forgotten.
Yeah.
And the developer's been making this since, and I watched the trailer, and I'm just kind of like...
I really walked away from it not caring. But if they had showed what you're talking about, I might have.
No, that's the only kind of thing that's making me a little. I like to see how the story plays out because that's a pretty interesting little twist for the first person shooter genre.
That is a nice story twist, but as far as the game itself goes, it looks like another Me Too generic first person shooter.
Right.
It looks really generic, and I was not impressed visually or just gameplay wise. It did not look that great to me.
And if you notice that the troops in Hayes, you know, the main troops that are in the game.
The bumblebees?
Right. Yeah, the bumblebees.
Yeah.
If you notice the new screenshots of Halo 3 customizable armor.
Yeah, the armor.
You can have armor that looks just like the armor in Hayes.
Right. Well, that armor, from what I understand, I haven't read any of the books, but from what I understand, that armor in Halo is actually that helmet appears in some of the books.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
that,
it does.
So that's where that comes from.
But let's move on to the very last PlayStation 3 game to talk about, and it was the one everybody was waiting on, was Killzone 2.
Yeah, it looks like something I could play on my ColecoVision. I'm kidding, of course.
ColecoVision.
It was. I wonder how many PS3 fanboys just completely shut the podcast
off.
They
turned it off. They clicked off. They're like,
"Those sons of bitches." No, it looks great.
We remember seeing the Target video.
Right.
And everybody said, no, it's not going
to
look like
that.
No,
and to be honest, they didn't meet that video.
They didn't meet that, but you know what? It came MotorStorm close.
It did come damn close.
I mean, it looks friggin' amazing.
Graphically, it looks gorgeous.
But my question is, still, is it going to play like the first one?
Exactly. Because looks, it can look good all day long. But if it controls like the first one,
yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
I was really not happy with the first game the way it played. Because the first game, to be honest with you, didn't look bad.
No, it looked good.
It looked good, but it was just not a good game.
Just not a good game. Yeah, I mean, that's my concern is that, you know, I know $20 million invested, 120 developers working on it or whatever. My concern is that they released the the 05 trailer. They knew that they had to meet it graphically. So my hope is that they didn't concentrate all of their efforts on making it look good and forget about making it play good.
Yeah, I'm worried about that too, and the fact that, like I said earlier, in the AI in the demo looked really stupid.
Yeah,
it did.
They just kind of stood there and let
it
you shoot them.
My guess, though, is that's probably they just haven't implemented their target
and
AI
that's fine.
Yet. But I mean, I'm going into Killzone 2 saying it looks absolutely fantastic, but I guess I don't have that trust in the gameplay for the series like I have in Halo.
No, because Guerrilla Games didn't really deliver a fantastic game the first time out, so their track record is not spotless as Bungie's is. So,
well, Bungie's isn't spotless either. Did you play Oni on the PlayStation 2?
You know, I kind of tried to block that one out.
Yeah, I figured.
Most people didn't even know it exists.
You liked Oni? So you're the one.
You're the one that bought it. You dirty bastard. All right. And then let's talk about one more PlayStation 3 game that is not coming to the 360 that we know of, which is Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah, well...
Still not out of the realm of possibility, I guess, because
but
the head of Konami is saying that you know, they may have to diversify the Metal Gear series because of lackluster sales of the PlayStation 3, but... He didn't say Metal Gear Solid 4. He just said the Metal Gear Solid series.
Right.
But it looks good.
It looks really freaking amazing.
Yeah.
Not as good as that trailer that they first showed.
No.
I mean, this was actually in-game, but it was still really, really
It
good.
Still looks better than anything on 360. I mean,
yeah.
By far. I think it looks freaking amazing. And I've always had faith in Kojima to release a quality title.
Yeah, it looks better than just about anything released on 360, but... I'm still not sold that it can't be done on 360.
No.
I'm not sold that
it
can't be done.
Don't give me the, it's going to fill a full Blu-ray, so put it on two or three DVD 9s and compress it, which they're going to have to do anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, bring it over. Bring it over like
I mean, the news that came with the Metal Gear, that this is going to be his last Metal Gear.
How many times
I don't
said
buy
that.
That
yeah, but, like... The way in which they said, like, it was like he's retiring or whatever happened.
I do think this is probably...
This is like the last in the series of Solid Snake.
Yeah, I was about to say, I do think you'll probably see the death of Solid Snake.
You know what was funny was I was talking to Brian Peterson from GamingAge.com, and he had
nice
a very...
Nice plug, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
He had a very interesting take on the trailer. He said that they're boosting up Raiden to look like a badass so they can kill Snake off and start a new Metal Gear franchise.
With Raiden.
I saw that.
That wouldn't shock me at all.
I mean, and that's a really... that seems very logical.
It's plausible.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that couldn't happen, but...
It's Raiden.
Yeah.
It is Raiden.
He's going to have to really step up his game.
He's
going to
have
to watch
maybe
the taste
the
out of
that.
Snake. There you go.
See?
You know what, if he does that...
Get it down.
I don't know how I would take that. I don't know if I'd be excited.
I might cry myself to sleep tonight.
What if it's a mercy kill?
Huh.
I think Snake's going to kill himself, like we saw in that early trailer.
Yeah.
I think he's going to kill himself after he's done with this mission. I think that was the end of the game we were seeing. And he's going to kill himself after he's done with this, because he just can't handle it anymore. Whatever the storyline that's going on in Metal Gear Solid 4.
Well, or the whole, you know, he's the last in the line.
Or the fact that he's aging, like, 2 years a day.
Yeah.
Or the fact that he's got that ridiculous-looking mustache.
Hopefully, like you said, there's a razor in the game.
I wonder if the whole aging process makes him grow the Sam Elliott mustache.
It really must.
Because seriously.
And how did he lose his eye? I mean, was it just like his dad? It just falls out?
Have they said
he didn't lose his eye? It's not an eye patch. It's just part of his equipment is what it is.
That's what I was about to say.
It enhances the vision in that eye or whatever. He didn't lose his eye.
He needs
what
to lose
they
his
saying.
Eye.
Why?
He
just look
like his
Big
dad.
Boss?
He just look like his dad.
Well, I mean, he
Which
looks
Big
like
Boss
his
might
dad
be
anyway.
In this game.
He is his dad. It's the same guy. Even David Hayter voices both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Metal Gear.
I like how he says that.
Metal Gear.
EA Sports. Oh, wait, I'm in the wrong game.
Right.
All right. That pretty much wraps up Sony, so let's give the Sony grade. So we'll start over here. You haven't said much at all about Sony, and this was your pick.
Right. He's like,
and this, you know,
I don't trust him.
He picked him, and he's been a Sony hater for a long time. So,
but what are you about ready to do, Sony hater?
Yeah. Say it.
I'm going to buy a PS3. PS triple. before the price goes back up, because they're about to have a price increase.
Yeah.
Before it goes up,
we've heard that. We're increasing our system price.
Buy it, because they came up. They stepped it up like they needed to.
Grade.
So what grade would you give them?
B+.
B+.
I'm going to say A-.
A-.
I say I give Microsoft a B. I give Sony a B+.
Well, he's stingy.
Yeah,
I give him an A-. I think they did a really, really great job. I think they showed what they needed to show. They put out what they needed to put out. And aside from the price drop debacle,
yeah,
they did a really good job.
Well, I mean, I'm about to buy a PlayStation 3 too. I have to hurry up. Yeah, I mean, I've said
all along that I would buy a PlayStation 3 when Sony gave me a reason to buy a PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
And at E3 this year, Sony gave me reasons to buy a PlayStation 3.
The reason why I didn't give them higher than B+ is because they're still treating us like we're 5 with this whole price drop thing. Like if it wasn't leaked, then they would have dropped.
Well, but I give their E3 press conference an A-. I give Sony as a company like a C-.
Yeah.
Because they keep doing every time. It's like every time they get some traction, they throw some more ball bearings down the slope so they slip down. It's ridiculous. I don't understand how they always seem to shoot themselves in the foot.
No, it's the PR nightmare.
Yeah.
They're a huge, huge company, so
yeah.
Their communication gets lost.
And it didn't help that the guy a couple weeks ago, maybe it was just about a week ago, gave the interview and when they first announced the price drop, and the guy was interviewing him, and he says, so why did you drop the price? Is it because your systems aren't selling well? And he kept just spurting the 10-year plan, 10-year plan over and over again. And then he's like, does it concern you that PlayStation 3 is not dominant like the PS2 was? Well, the PlayStation 3 is dominant. Oh, that's one of those head slap moments. So, I don't know. They're a PR nightmare.
They are a PR nightmare, but as long as they keep putting out games like they're doing this year, that's fine.
Absolutely.
They can make themselves look stupid all day long as long as I get great games.
Yep.
Because Microsoft just makes themselves look good, but they also have the games to back it up.
Well, they make themselves look good
and then,
sometimes when they're not, you know, talking about their defective rates. I mean,
things break.
Things break.
Things break. Everything breaks. Apparently,
well, according to you're trying to turn off your PS3 just, you know, half hour ago.
It didn't want to turn on. That's because it said, "No, I haven't been turned on in a while. Please don't turn me back off.
Please, you haven't played anything on me in so long."
It works. Like you own one game. Please come back.
Yeah, it's the emotion chip.
Yeah,
it was like, "Don't turn me off." It's like I will not commit suicide.
Hey, going back in time a little bit, we didn't something we missed when we were talking about Xbox. They didn't show Alan Wake.
No, because it's next year.
And they didn't show Huxley at all, either.
I think Huxley's pretty much dead and buried.
Think so?
I think that...
No, it's still coming out.
I think that WebZen is still working on it, but I think by the time it comes out, nobody's going to care.
I agree.
I really think that by the time it comes out, nobody's going to care.
And something that kind of got overlooked as far as Sony goes, and this, you know, it's not a huge deal, but it could lead to some pretty good games, is NCSoft signed exclusivity with PlayStation 3.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious what they're going to do.
You know, City of Heroes is fantastic if anybody hasn't played it.
The DC Comics.
MMO.
Mm-hmm.
See, but what I thought
Xbox
Microsoft...
Xbox Marvel.
I thought Microsoft announced that NCSoft, the creators of City of Heroes, were making the Marvel game. And now they're making
I don't think they ever said. Yeah,
it's a bunch of people that worked on City of Heroes.
Yeah, they never said.
That's confusing at this point. That's like the Rock Band Guitar Hero
right,
debacle.
Exactly.
It doesn't
make
any sense.
Right, but no, I think you'll probably see some pretty good MMOs come out of there for the PS3.
I hope so, because right now, if you want to play an MMO on a console, you only got one choice.
Yep. It's not very good. No. Sorry, all you Final Fantasy XI fans.
We have a lot of those.
And
out
I don't even count Phantasy Star.
It's not an MMO.
It's kind of an MMO.
Speaking of Final Fantasy,
they didn't show that.
Yeah, no, they didn't show 13.
No, they didn't.
That's weird.
And I was hoping to see some more like in-game footage of that.
Yeah,
they'll probably show that at TGS.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll
Square did show
it.
The Last Remnant, though. Which
yeah, they did show that, which is multi-platform.
Awesome. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, and that's simultaneous release as well.
Looks pretty good.
What about lesser known, or not lesser known, but lesser games like Alone in the Dark and Turok.
Alone in the Dark and Turok were kind of hidden as well. I have Turok on the list when we talk about multi-platform titles, but Alone in the Dark really wasn't even shown, I don't think. I mean, nobody's been talking about it. No. And there's been, like, tons of coverage of Fracture, which doesn't look that good. I was excited about it.
I mean, it doesn't
first.
Look bad, but it doesn't look like it deserves all the
no.
talk.
But we'll get to all that in our second segment, but right now we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Nintendo, which I believe the Wombat will be stepping out before we get to Nintendo.
Probably.
And the Wombat will be out for Nintendo, and then after Nintendo, we're going to discuss the multi-platform games, which there were a lot nice. Of them. So, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to dive into some more. So, Mr. Khan, if you would be so kind to go, ew. Ew. We are back, and it's time to talk about Nintendo.
The begin.
Don't you mean Nintendo Blow?
Ouch!
Where did you go with that? I mean, seriously, that's wrong.
That hurt them.
That's un-American. But we're going to talk about their press conference, and it wasn't quite as exciting as the other two. It was really.
Expected it to be exciting?
Not usually with Nintendo. I usually expect something.
Yeah, I expected
you got something.
Miyamoto to come out on stage and do something dramatic right from the get-go. But instead, we get Wedgie.
Wedgie.
Wow.
That's what he will forever be known as now.
Okay, then.
Wedgie.
We get Wedgie up on stage saying, "I am happy," you know.
He did say that.
He did.
But yeah, the pie charts came out.
Oh, God.
And, they didn't start with that. Like,
no, they didn't start with that.
They didn't start with it.
What really bothered me about the press conference was the little YouTube videos in between each little section. I'm like, really? Because they had the little DJ guy on there that does his DJ stuff with the Wiimotes, and like they were just going on about this cultural phenomenon. And then they went into the, we're selling a lot of systems.
Like they said they wouldn't do.
Yeah. They're basically talking about how they're outselling everybody in droves.
Yeah, so in other words, now they're in competition with Sony and Microsoft, whereas when they were losing, they weren't in competition.
Convenient. No?
It's always the way it works, but let's get to the games, which is the most important thing, which with Nintendo, it was exactly what you'd expect. It was a bunch of casual stuff.
What games?
There were games.
There were?
Yes, non-games. Oh, okay. Start off with EA's Boogie.
I don't even remember that.
I think
that
the
one.
Silence says it all.
The Boogie?
I mean,
it's basically you use each Wiimote and you do dance moves.
Yeah. And you hold it, like, and you shimmy and stuff.
Just seeing him do that thing, like, no one can see what we're doing, but him like, going back and forth. No, whatever. Wow.
All right.
I don't know what to say about it.
Well, let's move away from Boogie, but it is a big thing with EA refocusing an entire studio to make these kind of games. They've really realized that they're going to make a lot of money, and good or bad for the industry, they did it.
Yeah.
It was huge. So, let's move on to their big unveiling announcement.
Oh God.
Smash Brothers was released on December 3rd. No, I'm kidding. Did you like the silence during the press conference when he said that?
That's what, like, the whole time I'm like, wow. After people are like, yeah, not one person was like, alright!
Because
like,
we already knew.
Everybody was like, so? Tell us something new.
We knew it was coming out in 2007.
Right.
Okay, so it's coming out December 3rd. Okay. If you, like, show me the online
feature.
Not
online. Did they say it was online?
They
confirmed it was online, and now there's people questioning whether or not that's true, and it's just...
Yeah.
But speaking of online...
I was going to actually go into that, because I thought that his speech about online and stuff, because he was like, you know, people say that we're not here online for the hardcore. He kind of danced around the real, like, issue of being online and stuff. I don't know.
And then he was like, what if I told you that we were already serious?
Yeah.
Like Pokemon.
And I'm like,
God,
Pokemon
is serious.
We
want to
throw our Pokeballs online. I'm sorry.
Yeah, not everybody who's into video games is a Pokemon fan.
Right.
Thank you very much.
But they did announce Mario Kart.
Indeed.
online.
That's huge.
And it looks like a GameCube game.
It does.
It looks like a Double Dash expansion pack.
But it's Mario Kart.
And they literally showed about 20 to 25 seconds worth of footage.
But what's funny about Mario Kart is they're making a big deal about it being online. It was already online.
Yeah.
On the DS.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
So,
which it was fun.
It was good, and it should be online. But at the same time, do you really want to dig out those 16-digit friend codes so you can play with your buddies? They need to abolish that
friend code thing if they're gonna do the because that Madden is online and FIFA. Now we have to get a friend code so I can play somebody in Madden.
Honestly, are you gonna play it on the Wii anyway?
Hell, heck no, but somebody is.
They got Miis in FIFA. I think that was a big thing.
Really?
I mean, EA is the first third-party company to have access to the Mii software kit.
Oh.
So they're going to be the first company to be able to put Miis in their games. So,
including Madden?
If I could put my Mii in Madden and have him be tackled by like some big 300-pound lineman, that'd just be awesome. Watch his little head bobble around.
It's almost worth the price of getting another
It really
system.
Would be, but I don't want to tackle with Waggle.
Just like throw the controller?
Like you push it, like I forget, like last year's it was like you push it forward or something, like the remote, and you tackle somebody. It just doesn't work. Like they do that with the six-axis in the PS3 version.
Is Waggle in FIFA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every Wii game has Waggle.
Yeah.
Well, it has Smash Brothers, does it have Waggle?
Yeah, it uses a controller.
Think it did.
But it said that it was either three or six different controller options to play that game. So it may be where you don't have to use Waggle to play it.
Waggle soccer. Kick it with
special moves or something?
Whatever.
Like rolling the dice.
Yeah. Right.
They should have like a Wii crapshoot. Waggle my remote.
That's a game they need to invest in. Wii crapshoot.
Isn't that every game
on the
Wii?
That's every
game. Oh, boots.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Nintendo fanboys are...
They killed me.
Yeah, they just did.
All right, they're on the forums yelling at me right now. But let's move on. Two more titles. Guilty Gear is coming to the Wii. I'm kind of curious how that's going to work.
I am too.
Because it's... I don't know. 2D fighter with Waggle?
Yeah. That's very questionable.
Yeah.
Can you say, suck?
If you can play it with the classic controller, I can say, not suck, because it's Guilty Gear.
Yeah, it'll be about as good as the Xbox version.
The Xbox version was the bomb, but it was online.
Heck yeah.
Wii version online? Probably not. Next up, Soul Calibur Legends, which is not a fighting game.
Okay, that was my question.
It's not a fighting game.
I heard it was more of an adventure.
It's like Death by Degrees.
Yeah.
I did it.
Oh, you went there. I really hope it's not exactly like Death by Degrees.
No, graphics look better.
Really?
Ouch.
Then it did.
Ouch.
It looks better than Death by Degrees?
A little bit.
That's impressive. The Wii game looks better than a PS2 game, and it's sad we're talking about that.
Yeah.
All right, now we get to the big ones. Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles. And this kind of ties in with their other announcement of the Wii Zapper.
Oh, Jesus. They're making another first-person...
Well, it's... Umbrella Chronicles is more like on rails.
Yeah, it's like House of the Dead.
Yeah. But you can use the Wii Zapper, and basically the Wii Zapper is a... Was it a $30 piece of plastic that attaches?
That holds your stuff. That's all it is. You put your stuff in there and you go.
It's like a two-handed gun, but it's like a plastic chassis. The upper part you put the Wiimote in. The back part you put the nunchuck in.
Yep.
So you have the analog stick right here, and the game is set up, it's like you got access to the trigger button on the Wiimote, so you're doing it like this. And the thing is, it makes no sense, because in Wii games, you don't aim. Because it doesn't auto-adjust to the screen, you know, like your position to the screen.
It does, because in Red Steel, when you move the Wiimote around, that would aim on the screen. You would aim by moving your hand.
But I mean, it's not aimed precision, though.
No, it's not precision, but it's still...
It's like a mouse. It's like a three-dimensional mouse.
We already had the mouse conversation last week.
Yeah, we did.
We had the mouse conversation, and like Wombat said, it's like a ball mouse with a bunch of hair and dirt inside of it, really.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I think the Zapper is really just a cheap thing to add.
I wonder if we'll get Duck Hunt now that we have the Zapper.
Apparently, it was on the release list.
Really?
Duck Hunt.
I think... I think the duck hunt game is going to be included with the Zapper chest.
So another reason for Nintendo to push software sales by using a controller.
Yep.
Which was what they did with Wii Play.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Moving on, of course, Smash Brothers. We talked about that a little bit already. Online, people still feel that it's not going to happen.
Oh, man.
If it's not online, it's just... I don't really believe in Nintendo's focus on online if it's Smash Brothers is not online.
I don't believe them now. Like I said, I really felt
but
like
that's
they
not their
danced
main focus.
Around...
It's, true, I don't think it's any of their focus at all. I think online play is
their... clearly stated that and before the Wii came out. It's not really their focus.
But it should be.
It's not. And at this point, they made that crystal clear before the Wii came out. So for them to even, I don't know.
I think that they feel like they almost have to be online now to be respected. And I don't know. I think it's just half-assed. And I think it's going to be another generation before we really get real online.
Well, I mean, it's some games. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the whole thing is. I lost my point now.
All right.
It's. I really did.
Okay. Well, hold on. I was going to say, some games, you know, you don't have to have online. Like, Zelda, for instance.
No, you don't need online for that.
Something like Smash Brothers that you want to play with your friends.
It screams online.
Yes. I don't want to have to drive to my friend's house in Dayton to bust out a game of freaking, you know, Smash Brothers. I would like to play it from my house.
It's really the standard now, next generation games.
Oh, yeah. Online is almost integral, too.
It's just... Nintendo is a... continuing to be a step behind everyone else.
But they're innovative. With waggle motion.
But, I mean, I don't even care. Like, I was excited about the Wii, and you called it. It's a gimmick.
I really feel that a lot of the games are just... I don't know.
And I'm going to go out and say, to me, Nintendo's the new Sony. With the way... Just the way they're,
Ouch.
Addressing things and the way they're going.
That's
yeah,
true.
But we had this conversation the other day. I'm like, you know, that's the way Nintendo was before Sony came along.
Right.
So really, Nintendo is the old Nintendo.
Yeah, they kind of went back into what they were doing before.
Well, they need to step it up in order to compete, which they claim they're not doing, but now all of a sudden they are because they're winning. So whatever, they are in competition and they're winning by now. But there's a lot more systems out there for 360 systems and PS3s than Nintendo Wii's because they're not producing them. They're not in stores.
Yeah, but now they're still outselling them. Like, Wii outsells the PS3 4-1.
I said this. I would have been more impressed with their conference if they had said, you know, as of tomorrow, every single electronics store will have 300 Wii's in stock. I would have been blown away if they had said that. Because the very fact that they're releasing these great games that are coming on the holiday, but you're still going to have to fight to find a system. Because you can't find it now when there's nothing out.
How many great games are they releasing for the holidays? Two?
Well, they have three big titles.
But I mean, but you're still going to have to fight to find a system to play these games.
But I think that goes along with the whole old Nintendo philosophy that demand creates hype.
Right.
And right now their system you can't get one. I mean, people go nuts when they find one. They're like, oh my god, I found it. And then they buy one game and there's just... They buy Wii Sports and Wii Play.
They don't even have to buy Wii Sports.
Yeah.
I mean, how are they content with just that?
Because they're selling 400,000 units a month.
No, I mean the consumer.
The consumer doesn't care at this point because the Wii is not selling to hardcore gamers. It's just not.
No.
I mean,
it's selling to soccer moms, grandmas, retirement homes.
Nintendo's target
This
audience.
Is all the stuff that was in their press conference that they showed, because they said that they were marketing it for the soccer moms and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and retirement home peoples are older people are playing the Wii because they're finding it, you know, easy and the brain age games and all this other stuff. So, I mean, they're not targeting the hardcore gamers. So
yeah.
Let them have their niche, I say. Whatever.
Yeah, Wedgie Filmy said that...
Wedgie Filmy.
Wow.
He went from Wedgie...
You know, Reggie's going to kick your ass.
Yes, he is.
He's a big guy.
Yes. Did you see his body mass thing on the Wii Fit?
I've met Reggie.
Really?
Yeah. He's a really nice guy, but he's very press.
Uh-huh.
And he's very we were having drinks and he's like, hey, this is back when the GameCube and the Xbox and the PS2 were still around. He's like, Xbox ain't got nothing but Halo. I mean, he was like, we were just hanging out. That's what he said to me, and I'm like, okay, Reggie. This is going to kick my beer.
Got Mario.
I'm like, I ain't going to say nothing to Reggie because he'll kick my ass.
Whatever.
But go ahead with your thought.
But,
Wedgie.
Reggie feels me.
Well, his main subject matter of the of the press conference was he wanted everybody to become a gamer.
Yeah.
Everybody.
And that'll hurt more than it'll help because
it'll
turn the games market into a casual market, and it'll turn it into everything that... How many years have we despised looking at these little areas in the mall where they have that stupid little Zavitz bat that they're swinging around and they're just trying to get people to play it, like people to play Frogger.
Right.
You know, I don't mind having the casual side of gaming, but at the same time, I want my hardcore.
Well, and this argument goes back to that EGM article I read a few months back where they actually took it to a retirement home and they still find it difficult to play.
Yeah,
so how can they target it if they did a study where...
But that's why the games don't sell, and the only games that sell are Wii Sports, because anybody can play Wii Sports. Even the retirement home people could play Wii Sports. I mean, not every game, like, not all of them got the golf, but the tennis, anybody can do, you know.
The baseball,
anybody could do.
Just hit the ball.
And... Yeah, you don't have to do anything else, and those kind of things, they're going to enjoy that, but you put a Red Steel in front of them, or a Metroid Prime, or even a Zelda,
or
and they're
Zelda.
Just going to be like, what?
Right.
And Nintendo sees that now, and they're like, well, we don't need to focus on this. We need to focus on this, because that's the people that are buying it. And I think that's what their press conference really was.
Yeah.
And that is highlighted by the fact of Miyamoto's new announcement.
What is up with Miyamoto?
Miyamoto going to whoop your ass, too, even though he only owns 4 foot, but he knows kung fu.
Thing is, I respect him. I respect Miyamoto, but... Yeah, it's kind of like... almost being betrayed, you know.
Wow.
Betrayal.
Well, his announcement was obviously Wii Fit.
Yeah.
Which is basically a white box that sits on the floor, a pad, that you just shift your weight back and forth on. And that's all it is.
Yeah, it's pretty...
I mean, you know, it's good for exercising.
Yeah.
They said that they can couple it up with the pad and some... with the zapper or something. For some game when you're shooting and you leaning and stuff and it'll mimic those... I don't really care.
Well, it's good to see that they're trying to incorporate, you know, why video games, you just think of people sitting on their ass all day not doing anything, that's moving your thumbs and stuff. Well,
right.
It's kind of cool that you get up and, you know, move around, but...
That's
honestly,
fine, but the whole idea behind Wii Fit, though, isn't getting up and moving around, it's shifting left to right.
Yeah.
Shifting your weight on a pad.
So it's not like the old pad where you...
I mean, it's literally just two weight sensors that tell how much of your weight is shifted to each side.
It's basically you're building leg muscles.
Yeah, that's what it is. They have that stepper game that looked a lot like Dance Dance Revolution as far as you stepping on and off and shifting from which side you go on there in motion.
I mean, you
and
work
stuff.
Your arms out. Why not your legs, huh?
And get this. You could do yoga on it.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do yoga while I'm playing games.
She was cute, though. That model that was doing the yoga. She was...
We're talking about video games here.
I'm sorry, there's
no girls allowed in this conversation.
Yeah, we got the sign on the front that says no girls allowed.
I'm sorry, I missed... Oh, it is right there. All right, my bad. I'm sorry, I missed that.
Because girls don't play games.
No.
No,
they
that
don't.
That was a joke.
We just lost the gamer chicks. Oh, we just lost all of them.
That was just making fun of the people out there, like, do you know any girls that play video games? Because
right.
They're hot.
They're hot.
Just because they play Mario. In all honesty, you know, Wii Fit, it's going to sell like crazy. It's going to get a lot of press. But you know what?
Time Magazine.
I don't care.
No.
I really don't care. And I don't think I could find a hardcore gamer that cares.
Let's take a vote. Four in here, who cares?
Hey, I'll put it to you this way. I think it would be kind of a good thing for me to maybe buy my parents for Christmas. As like a Christmas present.
If you can find them a Wii.
Yeah, if you can find them one.
You know, because you got to have the Wii, too.
And if I was a parent and my kid bought me that, I would smack the shit out of him. What are you telling me, I'm fat? What the fuck?
It's like buying your wife a toaster for Christmas.
Right.
You saying I'm going to cook all day long?
I bought you this stuff.
Or an exercise bike.
Here you go, honey. You saying I'm fat? All right, but let's move on to the last two big Nintendo titles for the year. Obviously, Metroid Prime 3, Corruption.
Was it playable?
Yes.
Yeah, they had a lady out there playing it.
I didn't hear much about the difficulty of the control. I've heard it's a little getting used to, and I've heard that the game itself is not really like a Metroid.
What?
It feels more like a Halo. Because it's not like... Well, you know how in Metroid, like, you walk past something, you'll see it, and you'll go, oh, when I get that power, I can come back to it and go there? Well, it's not really... It's more linear. It's more like a Halo where you're going level to level.
So now it's going to be like the first-person shooter that I was afraid that it was going to be in first place.
Yeah, pretty much. And what's funny about it is they said that even the opening sequence was basically Halo. Like, nice. You're on a ship, you talk to some people, and then you got to escape down onto the ground.
She always escaping ships, that Samus. Like, she always got to quickly get to some planet surface.
And there was no reason behind her losing all of her powers this time, either. It just, she shows up, she ain't got them.
Oh, nice.
I'm just like, you know, so you got to be pissed at this point. Every time you land somewhere, you're like, all my powers are gone.
Every time I land on planets, I'm just staying in space. I'm not landing on planets anymore.
Every time I land on a planet, I lose all my powers, all my armor. What the hell, man? I've had so much cool shit over the years, now I ain't got jack.
Right.
So I haven't heard how it controls. At this point, Metroid has almost become, like, a who cares title.
Yeah. That, and that's really sad.
It is.
It was, Metroid was like it back in Super Nintendo and all that other stuff. So that's really sad.
It seems to become almost like a copy and paste thing for retro studios, and it just...
Copy and paste.
I don't know. I'm really disappointed because I love the first Metroid Prime. I thought it was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I felt the second one was just the same thing with different colors. And now three, they're taking away everything that made Metroid Prime great and making it more of a shooter, and that's really not what I want.
Maybe they need to go back to
something new.
Yeah.
Because it's not anything new. Add and waggle.
He's making the motion.
Yeah.
The waggle motion. The
waggle. Yeah, that's what it was.
Whatever.
Yeah, the inappropriate motion.
Now we'll talk about the last game, and it's the game that everybody's been waiting on. It's Super Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, I don't care about this game.
Yeah,
I'm just
even
kidding. I mean, I kind of care. It looks interesting.
It looks really cool.
But my question is, really, how long is this game going to be? Because it's just jumping from planet to planet.
But like, there's a lot of more to it than that. If you watch some of the new E3 videos, they'll show like the solid levels, like the pirate ship level. And
yeah, I did see all that. But, I mean, he still had the gravity-inducing stuff. Like, thing went up to a moon and he was upside down and did that, then he went back down to
the moon. Like some of the planets are literally tiny, like there's not much to them, but then other ones are just friggin' huge.
Yeah, some of the planets are almost the size of like a whole entire stage from like Mario World, or I mean Mario 64.
I'm just curious if it's going to be as big. I don't think it's going to be as big as Mario 64.
But that's what they're comparing it to. They're like, this is going to be just like Mario 64.
It needs to be Mario 64, too.
It needs to be.
Actually,
it needs to be, but it's not going to.
It'll probably be maybe the successor to Sunshine.
I like Sunshine, but it
yeah,
was...
Yeah, Sunshine was good.
It wasn't as good as 64.
Yeah, it wasn't
water
64.
Blaster thing. It was cleaning up pollution.
One game I think that might help that they probably won't, it would be Star Fox.
That's true. There's been no
that
Star
could
Fox.
Use the controller for Star Fox would be pretty
Star good. Fox would be good with the controller, but at this point I wonder because the last two Star Fox games they did were not based around the original Star
well,
Fox.
I mean, go back
they
to the
took
roots.
Drastically different direction. Like they put him on a planet with all the friends
with
and
Rare
vehicles and yeah.
It was
and
Rare's last game for the
yes,
two.
They need to go back to his
school.
To the
shooters.
I think
it'll be an amazing game on
Yeah.
I just wonder if Nintendo cares about it anymore because first they pawned it off on Rare. And then after Rare left, they pawned it off on Sega.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they don't even want to deal with the franchise anymore, and I don't understand that.
Is he in Smash Brothers? Is Fox in Smash Brothers?
He has to be. I'm pretty sure.
I remember seeing him.
Yeah, that was another thing. We didn't see Sonic announced for Smash Brothers. It was like Smash Brothers was just kind of like, it's coming out December 3rd.
Moving on.
Dead Silence, we're going on.
Right. Yeah, that's what it was.
You know something? Discussing the Nintendo press conference and realizing the future of Nintendo... As far as I'm concerned, the only real Nintendo system out right now is the DS. That's what is giving me my gameplay experiences. And I think that I just might sell my Nintendo Wii and my four games and maybe put it towards a PlayStation 3, especially after seeing that conference and...
I
go where the games are.
Just made an enemy.
Well, I tell you, I was looking forward to it. I was all excited about the Wii, and you know, I was not agreeing with you. But
I got so much flack.
I wasn't even excited.
You know,
people talked me into buying.
I'm just,
namely, Mr. Testa here. It's going to be awesome. You should get it. And I bought it, and I'm playing.
I remember you got to see. You weren't on the podcast back then, but I got so much flack from everybody, including everybody on the forums, about my not being excited about that system. I just kept looking at it, and I'm like, it's not for me. It's for the soccer moms. It's for the kids. It's not for me. I want a PlayStation 3. I want a 360. I don't really want a Wii. I want to play Mario, I want to play Zelda, but that's it. The rest of the system, it's not for me.
And it, like I said, it's all about the games, and they don't have any. I'm sorry, I'm tired of Mario. No offense, I like it. It's a good game.
Yeah.
I'm tired of Mario. I'm tired of Metroid. I don't care about Zelda.
Yeah.
I just don't care.
It's like those three franchises are the only three pedestals that are actually holding up the hardcore gamer. Their interest. They're holding their interest because of those three freaking games. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't you realize how pathetic that is? I mean, when you look at the 360, when you look at the PlayStation 3, there's dozens of games coming out between now and the end of the year.
Yeah.
Which there's a dozen games coming out in August.
Yeah. Which is why I'm really, you know, buying a PS3. Maybe today, who knows? But down the line, it will have one. And they should just go away, Sega.
I don't think they'll ever do that because they're selling too much.
Well, they're selling too much. See, that isn't me. I think they should just go Sega.
Yeah, I think they should too because, I mean, you gotta admit if they did went the way of Sega,
how much more money they could potentially make.
Well, not only that,
Brothers
but
with Master Chief, that'd be awesome.
There's a lot of possibilities.
You're just dreaming it now.
Yeah, a lot of
possibilities.
But think about it, they would be forced to actually start making games again.
Yeah.
Maybe we'd get more than one Mario every 5 years then.
And who wouldn't want to see Mario maybe on the 360 or maybe the PS3?
I just want to see Mario. I don't care what it's on.
But you want to see like Mario or Mario the whore? Because Mario whored himself out to soccer.
Oh, I know.
And baseball and basketball.
No, I don't want to see Mario the whore. I want to see Mario 64.
There you go.
I'm still dreaming of Mario. And new Super Mario Brothers. Like on the DS. That was a great Mario.
That was an awesome
game.
That was new Super Mario Brothers. And that's another thing about the Nintendo conference. Very little DS.
Which is shocking.
They didn't have any DS,
yeah.
Did they?
I think they announced Phantom Hourglass for this year.
Yeah,
oh, that's right. They had that guy come out and play it. Yeah.
I must say, that game looks really good.
Yeah, it's all touch control, too. I guess you can't use the buttons for anything.
It didn't work too well with X-Men. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
But we'll see. But Nintendo grade, since Wombat's not here. Nintendo grade.
D minus.
Wow.
Ouch!
He's really upset.
Nothing that we discussed, nothing that I saw that impressed me at all.
Wow.
Okay. How do you follow that up?
With an F? Like, I don't know. C-. Maybe even a D, but C-, definitely.
For you?
Oh, I'm actually optimistic. I give it a D+.
I go with a C- as well.
I don't understand. I guess it's on the forums that they had the most exciting show. What were they on? Drugs?
You know what? I have not heard one press person talk that. I mean, they've basically given the same grades we have. Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo. Even though Microsoft was the most disappointing because we expected a lot, people like didn't expect anything out of Nintendo and they delivered less than what they expected.
Yeah.
And that's bad.
Yeah, that really
I mean, that
is.
Just does not show hope for the future of the hardcore gamer. It had nothing to do with the casual gamers. E3 is not for the casual gamers. That's what people don't understand. E3 is not for them. And then Nintendo focuses all on that. The press is just sitting there like, I don't
care.
That's
why nobody cheered or anything during that press conference.
That's like when Peter Moore brought out the Halo Xbox.
It was all quiet.
Yeah,
it was quiet last year.
Because Sony and them, they had cheers and woo and all that. Nobody did anything during that whole Nintendo press conference.
No, they were just like, really?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Because it's more of the same. More of the shit they did last year. Who cares? Whatever.
They chuckled at a few bad jokes.
Nintendo needs to just... They're focusing on the audience that they're selling to, and unfortunately it's not us, and if they want us to get excited about it, they're going to have to do something else.
Yeah.
Because right now, to us, they're just basically saying, well, tough shit.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're claiming Metroid and Mario is hardcore games.
I just love how they change the story each year.
I don't know. But that's enough about the Nintendo conference. We move away from them, we get away, and now it's time to run down the third-party gamut, which is where the meat and potatoes of the show is. There's a lot of games I have on this list here. Some of them we've already talked about. Some of them we have not.
Yeah,
Call of Duty 4 we already talked about.
All right.
Excellent. Excellent title coming out. Assassin's Creed we already talked about.
Yeah.
Kane and Lynch.
Yeah, I didn't see too much about Kane and Lynch.
It's a mixed game, and the reason why I get excited about it is it is IO Interactive. Guys that made Hitman.
Yeah.
Guys that made Freedom Fighters, which is one of the most underappreciated games.
Yeah,
nobody
Freedom
bought
Fighters
it.
Oh, yeah.
Really good.
And it was an incredible game.
Freedom Fighters was awesome. It had a really good soundtrack, too.
And Kane and Lynch uses that same, like, squad-based commands, real simplified, and it looks good. The only thing I'm pissed about is the same thing everybody else is pissed about, is it's not online.
Yeah.
It's split-screen co-op, which I'm not a fan of split-screen anymore.
No. Yeah, it's moved on from those
days. We've moved away from that. That's
Nintendo.
Nintendo
can live in the split-screen. We're not Nintendo.
So. Yeah.
And with Army of Two sort of being the same kind of thing, I'm mixed about Kane and Lynch. I don't know.
It's a different. It's like
it's different, but similar.
Like Army of Two focuses just on the two guys,
right.
Whereas Kane and Lynch is more squad based, where you have like four or five guys. Yeah. I'll buy them both, and I think I'll enjoy them both. But Army of Two, I'll get more play out of because it's online. The next one, Soul Calibur 4.
Excited.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
God, I'm excited.
And what they've shown so far has been so early.
Yeah.
That you can't even really gauge it as, like, it's still over a year away.
Yeah, I actually thought it was going to come out this year. Because, like, the stuff they showed looked really good. I was like, oh, it's surely coming out.
And they're just talking, like, we don't want you to get excited about this because this isn't final.
Right.
And they're like, it's going to look better. And just.
Do they announce online?
Yes. It is online.
Yes.
It is fully online. And they said, don't rule out special characters.
Ooh.
I mean.
They put Heihachi in his god freaking name of
pissed off. Well, I don't think they're
going to bring Heihachi in that. You know you did.
He's my character in Tekken. I don't want to be him and freaking the weaponless guy. And
well,
Soul
you know there's
Calibur?
Not
going to
be any Link because this is only 360
right.
And PS3.
But, I mean, yeah, that's true. So I wonder who could be this
but
special character.
Didn't the Link one sell more, too?
Yeah, the GameCube version actually sold the most. The 360 version sold a lot because that's, or the Xbox version sold a lot because that's Spawn in it. Nobody really seemed to care about Heihachi.
You could get
I had to buy it because I had a PS2 at the time. So.
Hey, I had the Xbox and the Cube version.
Nice. Yeah, I
played the Xbox version.
Yeah, well, I had the GameCube import like 6 months before it came out, so that's why I had the Cube version. But I'm really excited, especially after how disappointing 3 was.
Yes.
Yeah,
because 3 was really disappointing.
Oh, see, I skipped 3 altogether. I
should have
skipped my brother
3.
At Christmas time, and I didn't even play 3.
Yeah, I heard that Namco basically they basically asked everybody who played 3 what they didn't like about it. So, Soul Calibur 4 is basically taking that into consideration.
That's good.
And they're going to try to make a game that is as top-notch as Soul Calibur 2 was.
Well, there's one thing is definitely pretty.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
It looks amazing already.
No Tekken 6.
Tekken 6. No, there's no mention of Tekken 6. There's nothing going on about it, so people were kind of curious what's going on. A lot of people are still saying it's going to stick to just Sony.
Yeah, I imagine.
That's kind of like Dead or Alive is usually going to stick to Xbox. And just, of course, Virtua Fighter jumped with online play.
Ooh, I think a lot of games are jumping just due to the lackluster sales.
Yeah, they have to make their money, and this is the argument that I got in with the people on the forums, or this one guy on the forums is he's it shouldn't jump, it should stay on PS3. These companies have to make their money, and if they keep it on this one system that's not selling the systems enough for them to make their money back, then of course they're going to look at other. Available
avenues.
Well,
yeah, I mean, that's why games jump ship is to make more money. It's all about making money.
Exactly. That's the bottom line of this whole thing, making money.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
And you're not going to make money with a crappy game, so don't sit there and say, well, they're just pumping out crap.
Right.
They've got to have a good game, but at the same time, they got to have enough people that want to buy it.
Right.
Like, you have, a couple million PS3 users right now. 90% of them maybe not even care about Soul Calibur, or may not even care about Tekken. Those are the PS2 guys that haven't jumped yet.
Right.
And I think we tend to forget how many PS2 guys are still sitting and waiting to buy a next-gen console. Yeah.
I still play my PS2 quite often.
But there's a lot of people out there that don't even have a next-gen console yet that still just own a PS2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you got to sit there and wonder, when these guys jump, what are they going to jump for? So $600 is the reason why they're not jumping to the PS3.
Oh, that's
and I think that's completely worked in Microsoft's advantage, and Microsoft needs to take advantage of that if they want to sell a lot of systems.
I think they will. Price drop at XO7.
They better. They have to, really. All right, next up. Part 9 of a series that's been running for a while, Tony Hawk. Proving Ground.
I kind of jumped off the Tony Hawk bandwagon after, what was the last one?
American Wasteland or Proving
Wasteland.
Or Project 8 or
American Wasteland. I was kind of done with Tony Hawk.
Thing about Tony Hawk is during Thug 2 and American Wasteland and all those, I kind of lost interest in him at that point, but Project 8 really brought it back. Project 8 was incredible. And if they build off of that, then I'll be fine. And I think they're going to, especially with the whole create everything mode. Like, they've brought all that back. Like, that was a big thing about Project 8. It felt like old Tony Hawk, but at the same time, they didn't have all the crap that had been dumped into it over the years, like the customized stuff, and now you got the park editor. And what's cool about this one is you get, you know, three different kinds of skaters, and you can actually mix and match them, and just...
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of potential for it. And the thing about Tony Hawk is it's kind of like Final Fantasy. It just...
Yeah.
It just keeps going. I mean, yeah. And it's really built for the fans. It's not there designed to add new fans. It's just there to appease the old ones.
It just makes you, though. How long, much longer can they just keep going on this?
It's amazing they've made it 9 games.
I agree completely.
I mean, that's incredible.
I mean, is it one of those that's going to get overlooked? In my opinion, it'll get
overlooked. It will. I think it'll get overlooked, but at the same time, I don't think Skate's going to outdo it.
No.
No.
I really don't.
No.
And I think Skate's going to be actually rather disappointing.
I really wish EA would stop, you know, trying to be dominant in every fucking genre.
They should really focus on what they do best,
yeah.
And they should focus on Madden, yeah. Because they've got competition this year with All-Pro Football,
yeah.
And yeah. They really need to make Madden great. They need to make me want to buy Madden because I'm such a fan of the 2K series.
Yes, I ain't buying Madden.
So
I'm not buying Madden.
They should really focus on that, and they should continue to focus on stuff they have exclusive stuff to, like NASCAR.
Yeah.
You know, they should focus on that, which they are finally bringing that this year. But they don't really need to be in the skating genre. I mean, we everybody who knows anybody will tell you that Tony Hawk is the only skateboard game to own.
Yep.
It just goes back to, why are they trying to, you know, rule the world?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean... If Skate turns out to be some miraculous achievement, I'll be all for it. Because then that'll make the Tony Hawk guys make a better game every year.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with competition. But at the same time, Tony Hawk's kind of smashed every competitor it's had. And
well, how many competitors did it really have?
Though? It didn't have a lot. But any of them that came out, it was kind of like, well, we're going to compare this to Tony Hawk, and they all failed. So, but moving on, another big announced game, Silent Hill 5.
Really?
360 and PS3.
Nice.
So, fans of that series, it's kind of lost a lot of fans.
I never really was a fan of Silent Hill.
I love the first two.
I
absolutely
played
the first two on PlayStation
back in the day, and I remember it was on some PSM demo disc, and I put it in, and I'm like, why is it so foggy? And I'm like, killing roaches and stuff, and I'm like, huh. Alright, well, that's fine.
The first two games had a lot of really great holy shit moments. Like the first time you get into high school and the little babies are running around, it freaks you out.
That was that.
And then in the second one with Pyramid Head and how crazy he was. But then in 3, they kind of got away from that a little bit. And
then they made a movie.
And
it didn't really help things.
I liked the movie.
I
liked it
for a movie based. Yeah,
for a movie based on a game.
Yeah,
I thought it was good.
It's one of the better ones out there, and it stuck to the game.
Yeah, it did.
It did stick to the game.
It really did.
What the hell you got?
Well, because I didn't... I mean, I don't own it, and I probably never will. But
see, I thought it was really good, and I really like the Silent Hill games, and I'm really hoping that they come back to form with this one. Because even The Room didn't really do much for me. Even though it was better than 3, it didn't really do much for me. And I really want this series to come back because it was such a great series. So I'm hoping that this time it resurrects it. Next up, Fallout 3.
Excited, but I feel that this game probably won't be out to like the end of 08, beginning of 09.
What is Bethesda?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, we have a ways away to wait for this.
But you gotta also notice that it is Bethesda, so when it does come out, it's gonna be freaking amazing.
Because I played Fallout 1 and 2 on the PC, and it's an amazing game.
I love Fallout. Really. I've always loved Fallout.
Can you still buy those?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
You can put them together and load two discs in two packs, like $10.
You can even buy Fallout 2 on the Xbox or PS2.
It came
out. It wasn't two. It was Brotherhood of Steel or something like that. And that was
like
a really good game.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody bought that. I thought it was a really good game.
I liked it.
I mean, so I'm really excited about it, especially the little teasers they've been showing and how beautiful it looks and knowing that it's built by the guys that made Oblivion. So
they have to keep the gore and stuff over the top because Fallout was always about the over the top.
And the articles I read, they are keeping it.
Good.
I'm sure they're going to keep everything in it. And that's the thing about Fallout is it's very adult oriented.
Yes, it is.
There's a lot of, like, in the Brotherhood of Steel one, like, one of the first people you talked to was a prostitute.
Yep.
And she kept talking about the P word.
The P word.
I don't feel the need to say it. They know what I'm talking about. But
prostate?
Prostate?
Yeah.
But
close.
It was a very deep and engaging game, and I think Bethesda will do it a great service.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Speaking of Bethesda, anything about a new
Elder Scrolls?
Elder Scrolls.
No, there's nothing new.
They have all their resources in Fallout, I think.
They're doing Game of the Year editions for the PS3 and the 360, Shocking. Which will contain all of the downloadable content, I think. So.
$60, which pisses me off because I bought some of that downloadable
content. Well, I'll buy it again. Huh. I never bought any downloadable.
See, I have all the I have most of the downloadable content. Shivering Isles is badass.
See, I never got it.
I think Shivering Isles was incredible, so. But moving on, next up, we talked about this a little bit earlier, was Turok.
Yep.
Turok.
And Turok was shown a little bit. I mean, it wasn't blown out, but I think Turok has the ability to be the biggest sleeper hit.
It looks freaking awesome.
I mean, it, graphically, it looks incredible.
Yeah.
The multiplayer is intriguing, and you still know that you love the idea of a first-person shooter with dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just such a cool idea.
Yeah. Growing up with Turok, I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then it kind of went downhill. I'm like,
yeah, because they went away from the dinosaur. Because the first one was like Turok the Dinosaur Hunter. And then he ended up in space.
Yeah, the second one.
And you're like, what happened
to the second one was almost too ambitious for its own good.
Yeah.
It tried to do too much that the N64 just could not do.
Yeah. I remember the comic book that was out before the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they did have a comic series.
It seems to be straying away from that comic series, but it seems to be focusing on the dinosaurs.
Did they say a release date for it?
I think it's this year. I want to say it's this year. I don't think that it'll make it this year. It'll get lost this year. I think that it should do like every other game that's not going to be doing well this Christmas and launch in spring.
Yeah.
So.
Because there's just way too much big stuff for it to take flight.
It really is. And that's depressing because it looks like it could be a really great game. But moving on to another game that is coming out this year, Mercenaries 2.
Yeah.
And this is a game that people have been waiting on for a long time.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
The first one was just so lost.
Yep.
Yeah.
It did not sell.
No.
And I'm just kind of curious if the second one's going to, if it's going to sell. I'm just curious.
If they put a demo out for it, I think it probably will. But in hindsight, they put a demo out for the first one because that's what I remember playing at when I worked at this place. They had we were playing a demo of Mercenaries, and it was really cool.
But that's what made me buy it was playing the demo.
Yeah, yeah. I mean I didn't even know anything about it until I played it. I was like, oh my god,
yeah.
He just carpet bombed this, wow, like yeah. Yeah. So
and that's I think that's the appeal behind Mercenaries is just the massive amount of destruction that goes on in that game.
Now, is this multiplayer? Is it co-op?
I have not heard yet.
I don't remember.
I have not heard anything official yet, so I don't know. But if it is, oh yeah,
oh my goodness,
I'll be all over that. The next game up on the list is definitely getting lost because the developers feel that releasing it the same time as Halo is a good idea. Is Area 51.
Oh yeah, that's
a
it's gonna be lost in the shuffle.
And it's horrible because it's a good game.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's really good.
The 5-minute demo that they let us play.
Well, they said they're gonna get another demo to us.
Good.
That was just a teaser.
Yes, it was.
It was very teasing.
Oh, snap! What is it? What?
Yeah, the end of the demo. You're like,
oh!
I get to fight.
To be continued.
Right. I'm like, oh man. I'm really hopeful of this game. I really wish they would reconsider the release date. Because releasing it like a week, I think it's like the week before or the week of Halo.
No.
Might do okay on the PS3, but on the 360.
Yeah, it's going to get lost.
People are just going to be like, there was another game that came out this week.
Right. Right. It probably won't be on display at different stores. All you see is Halo.
Now, the next game up, Star Wars Force Unleashed.
Oh, yes.
And that trailer. I've been waiting to see this trailer.
Jedi took down, and that's I hope that's in the game, a Star Destroyer. That
yes.
was, and then stopped it in front of it. Oh, that was awesome.
See, but like I said earlier, come on.
I know.
Darth Vader can't even do that.
I know, but still, it was a cool concept.
But right. Just what, in the game footage that I saw of it, where he was like attacking the Stormtroopers, that looked friggin' awesome.
Yeah, I'm very excited about
that. I am so excited about that game.
I really
game.
Hope there's some multiplayer lightsaber combat going on with that.
And did you notice that every time they introduce a new Sith or Jedi, they always have to have some new move? Like, he holds his lightsaber
behind him. Yeah,
yeah.
I
he holds
that.
It behind him the entire time, just like he's so badass.
No.
And he'll just flip it around and cut you in half and then put it back. Like, dude, I'd burn my shirt sleeve if I did that.
Exactly. I think any of us, if we had a real lightsaber, would kill ourselves in
probably.
2 minutes of playing with it. Like, get this! Oh!
They went my arm! But I'm really excited about that game.
Yeah, me too. Finally, I was really hoping it was going to make it in, because they were supposed to run in November, but they ended up pushing it back to 08.
That's fine, though.
Yeah, it is.
There's so much other shit coming out.
Oh.
That'll be a good after the holiday rush game to play.
Yeah, it will.
Next one we talked a little bit about was Fracture. And I'm really, I was excited when I heard Day One Studios was making another game. Because they made Mechassault.
Yeah.
And I love Mechassault. I mean, and I got so excited. I'm like, ooh, a new game from Day One. I'm all excited. And then they show Fracture. And
see, it looked okay. I think that the tectonic grenade thing is interesting. I think
it's interesting, but then I watched the trailer. Like, did you download the trailer on Xbox Live?
Well, I watched the live demo on G4.
The guy playing it.
And I was like, that's
I just don't know. Okay. I mean, like, the animations are really poor.
Yeah, I did notice that. I just said I liked the tectonic thing. That was it.
I'm so worried about it because it such has a cool idea.
Yeah.
And I'm worried that it's just going to suck. Yeah. I'm afraid that it's going to suck. It's like a year away, though.
But it's still, yeah, they can fix all of that.
It's got some time.
It's got time, but.
No worries.
Yeah, you know. Next up, and this was a shocker to me. It just came out of nowhere. Destroy All Humans.
Really?
A new one.
No kidding.
Part 3.
Missed that.
Yeah.
I didn't even play on both systems?
360 and PS3, I believe, yeah.
Nice. I didn't play the second one because I had a 360 at the time the second one came out,
yeah.
I believe.
The second one was actually better than the first one.
Really?
Mm. I mean, they took away all the shit that made the first one boring and made it a good game. It was just like a straight action game. It was really good.
Yeah, I liked the first one, though.
I love that series. I mean, I absolutely love that series. And I was so excited when it just kind of slipped under everything. I kind of caught it, like, in the corner of something that it was coming out.
I
and I'm
totally
like,
missed Destroy All Humans.
Wow,
that's awesome.
A new Destroy All Humans. I'm all excited about that now. But I definitely look forward to that. That won't be till next year. Next up, Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah.
I'm not excited.
I heard impressions were not positive.
I mean,
what else
it's
can
Grand
you do
Theft
with
Auto.
Series.
Exactly.
I mean, it's the same
Unless
thing.
They're actually going to start allowing the hot coffee thing, it's stuff that we've seen before.
But you know what, though? It doesn't really matter, because how many times have you heard press say they weren't impressed with a Grand Theft Auto? They always give it high scores.
True.
But the press that played it said,
That's what I'm saying right now.
Yeah. You know what I think? I think multiplayer is going to be a really strong factor.
If they would show what the hell it is.
Yeah, that'd be nice. But I think that's going to play a really strong...
I hope so, because I hope it's not just some jank add-on crap.
I really hope
that
it can't be. Not after what Saints Row... Because Saints Row multiplayer was pretty fun.
Yeah, but nobody played it.
No, they did, because I remember I was trying to...
Because they were
ever
to hell.
Find a game. But yeah, they kind of have to step it up and add the multiplayer thing. It'd be awesome if they could put two people in the same city and, like, you know, co-op and stuff.
Crackdown
that'd
stuff.
Be awesome.
Well, I heard that they weren't going to do a co-op mode. I heard it was going to be something completely different.
Oh, well, that's
so. I don't know.
But we'll find out.
It's the
August
first
reign
of multiplayer, so maybe if they don't get it right this time, there's always, you know, next year or the year after. So I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
Right now, I don't really care. So,
all right, the next game up on the list I actually had very little interest in until I saw them play. It was Medal of Honor Airborne.
See, I still have no interest
I
in it.
I still have no interest in it.
It's World War
II.
Everybody like all about World
except
War II.
For you can parachute.
Yeah, but that's a cool dynamic. Like, you parachute out of the plane, and then you can land anywhere you want to land, and then fight from there.
I mean, that's cool.
I mean, is that the start of every mission? You get the parachute in? Is that why it's called Airborne?
Yeah. You're part of the Airborne platoon or whatever?
I just don't care.
You just tired of World War II shooters?
I really am. I mean, they can add in... Well, what else can you add in for World War II?
I don't know, but I feel like I could teach a history class on World War II.
You could add the occult aspect of it, like Wolfenstein does.
We could do that.
Yeah.
That
Whatever happened to
Wolfenstein?
Oh, never
Wolfenstein's
mind.
Coming.
That's that studio that still hasn't put out Duke Nukem forever.
No. Wolfenstein is id. They're working on a new one.
Ain't that Duke Nukem studio?
No. Duke Nukem is 3D Realms.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so,
I'm sorry, they did. I apologize.
Even though they're kind of the same game, you know.
Right, and they
it's
are.
It's the first
pwned you know.
Of the web, or the podcast.
It is, it really is.
And it goes to
yes.
Darky McChaos.
All right, moving on, another EA game.
You know
another EA title. We're going to go on. We're going to move on to Army of Two, which is chock full of homoerotic references.
Very well.
Okay. Alrighty there, like butt slapping.
I didn't know you had all that in there.
Do you remember the original trailers they showed? There was like they were slapping each other on the butt.
Oh, you know what? That's right. That's right.
Well, they said they've toned that down, though.
I think they're still going
to
be a great game.
I'm sure they don't want the ESRB down their throats that much.
The ESRB, like, homoerotic overtones.
Yeah.
On the descriptor, like, what?
Right, like, what does that mean?
But I agree with him. I think that's going to be, like, the co-op game. Yeah. I mean, especially with the... I don't know how much I feel about the aggro meter. I don't know how I feel about that. Like, one guy can take more shots and the enemies focus more on him. And, like, he turns all red or whatever.
Well, I think that's a part of the co-op thing. Yeah.
That's cool, so but I don't like the visual.
Running out cover and somebody else running to flank him and yeah. stuff.
I like that idea of it. I just don't like the visual aspect of it.
Oh, I got you.
Like how he looked red and the other guy was, like, transparent.
I got you.
I mean, the video I saw...
It's kind of interesting because, like you said, it focuses on him. So the other guy's, like, transparent.
Well, yeah, I know, but I don't necessarily really know that I want to see that.
Cues of it. Like, the enemies know that you're shooting at them.
They should just put, like, a little scroll, like a little red dot above your head or something. This is your aggroed.
It may change. Your aggroed.
And then there's a meter, so it's not like you don't know who's...
Right.
Right. Are you the one that's aggro? Who's... What?
I don't know, but it looks awesome.
Yes.
It's next up.
Most anticipated games I'm actually looking forward to.
I really am, too. And that's why I'm happy EA does turn out the crap that sells tons every year, because then they can do games like this.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Next up, this is all you, is The Last Remnant by Squaresoft.
That is all me. But that trailer looks...
That trailer looked
pretty
awesome.
And that was in-game stuff. That's good.
And it was in English.
It was in English.
I was amazed by that. I'm like, wow.
Well, it's coming out at the same time, so Japan and here, so they're developing it together. It looks I know you're not going to play it because it is turn-based, but it looks fantastic.
Graphically, it looks great, and it's nice to see Square doing an RPG for both systems.
Yep.
So, it looks good. I don't know. I might even try it out. I don't know. I'm not a big RPG guy, but... Next up, the Orange Box. Half-Life.
Really sick of Half-Life, actually.
You know what, though? This box is, like, the best deal ever.
Yep. It is, but I'm really sick of Half-Life, though.
Half-Life 2, Half-Life Episode 1, Half-Life 2 Episode 2, Portal, Team Fortress 2. You can't ask for a better package.
Not at all.
I just wonder how they're going to diversify the achievements.
Is this not going on one disc?
I don't know if it's one disc, but it's one package.
One disc. Okay. There's no way.
Well, it is Half-Life. You could fit it on a CD.
Yeah.
So
is this going to be also... playing with a PC gamer, too?
I have not heard. I doubt it.
Yeah, I don't think it's
probably... I don't think it's going to be cross-platform.
That'd be kind of cool.
Because Valve doesn't do the Windows Live thing.
No.
They do their own thing.
Steam.
So. Steam!
Steam.
But that one's definitely probably the best... If I had to pick best value of the year, that would be
hands
it.
Hands down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Next up is a game I'm sure that neither one of you saw. It was Legendary the Box.
Legendary the Box?
I'm sorry, this is the worst name for a game ever. Legendary the Box. But see, the funny thing is, when I first heard about the game, I'm like, that name is awful. And then I watched the trailer. Wow.
What the?
But it's called Legendary.
It's called Legendary the Box. I'm sure you've heard of the new publisher, Gamecock.
Yeah.
And they're basically God gathering a developer, same guys. Mm-hmm. They're publishing all these low-key titles. Legendary the Box is a first-person shooter that revolves around a guy that opens Pandora's box. And he releases all of these crazy creatures. And the trailer shows him, it's a first-person shooter. It shows him running around fighting griffins and demons and all
That's
kinds.
Cool.
And the trailer was friggin' amazing.
So basically the box is like a subtitle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but it wasn't subtitled in it. It was called Legendary the Box.
Right,
no colon.
Like,
no colon.
That seems like this is a game about the box.
Well, it should be called the Legendary Box.
That's what it should be called.
Or they need to put a colon in.
Or a colon.
Like Legendary the Box, like Mission Impossible.
They should call it Legendary colon the Box.
Yeah.
Like the Aqua Teen movie.
A little homage to the Aqua Teen movie there.
My movie film for theaters.
Movie film for theaters.
For
next
DVD.
Next up, another EA title.
Oh,
the Simpsons game.
Yes, that looks
really
almost,
fun.
It resembles the old arcade game.
It looks like the arcade game, but in 3D.
Awesome.
Which they should put the arcade game on.
Now,
it
is
better
it based
be
on the movie?
Network.
I don't know.
No,
we don't know much more.
They don't know. He talked about this at the Microsoft press conference when they showed it. They don't know what the storyline of it is yet. They just have the work that they've done on it right now. Kind of like what they did with the movie. Apparently they didn't even know what storyline was going to be for the movie until, like, recently. Like, they just had all these different animation shots and all this other stuff, but they didn't really know what was going to be the main story.
I just kind of wing it.
Yeah.
But what was cool...
Yeah.
What was really cool about the Simpsons game is they said that you'll be able to fight Matt Groening as a boss.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He's a boss fight.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So you can take out your aggression for the shitty last couple seasons on it. But it looks really good.
As long as it isn't anything like wrestling and skating.
It's not. It looks like a straight beat-em-up, and it looks really good. And if it's online, and then that's just, you know, that's whipped cream on top of the pudding. It's all good stuff.
Because I've been waiting for a good Simpsons game for quite some time.
We've definitely been cheated out of one for a while, but it looks good. Next up was one that came out of left field, was The Bourne Conspiracy.
Yeah, I didn't see this coming.
I didn't, but after I watched the trailer, I was like...
Yeah.
It's also in the new Xbox magazine.
It looks really good.
Yeah, it does.
And it's made by Planet Moon Studios. I can't remember the other game they did. It completely escapes me, but...
But if you could do half the shit that he does in the movies...
Oh, did you see the trailer, like all the stuff he's doing?
You can do the stuff that he does in the movies.
I mean, it's crazy.
Something's going crazy, too.
And next up, another game that's going to be real soon, Stranglehold.
Yep.
About freaking time, too, man.
But you know you're going to love it.
Oh, yeah.
But which version are you going to buy now?
Well, I don't know. PS3
or the 360? Because the 360.
The PS3 comes with the...
It comes with the hard-boiled movie. Yeah. Hard-boiled.
And is it the same price?
No, it's $10 more.
Well, I mean, I buy... $70 games for 360, that don't, you know, collector's edition that have, like...
Transformers.
Yeah, like Transformers, which was a big rip-off. Shut the fuck up.
He paid $10 extra for a code to lock
which you can find on the internet.
You
know what? I'm going to suck a dick.
Wow, okay. I'll just pass over that.
All right.
So, I mean, I got gypped on that, so maybe I'll have to buy the PS3 version. Then.
Well, that's fine. See me?
Because it comes with that movie, and I've never seen Hard Boiled, and you can't find it.
Is the game based on that movie?
It's like a sequel, yeah.
Oh, it's a sequel, so then I'll have to buy it, because I have no idea what the hell the movie is about.
There you go. I'll still play the 360 version. I can't help it. Achievements.
No.
See?
You do got me there.
I can't help it.
Achievements.
I can't help it. All right, but regardless... You buy it.
Yeah.
It looks freaking awesome.
Yeah, it does.
And it's made by the guys that made PsyOps.
Right.
Damn it.
Please make a sequel to PsyOps.
They make enough money off this, they might be able to.
PsyOps was so good.
What, yes, Stranglehold? It was. They should make enough money.
I hope so. They better.
But not enough people bought PsyOps to reborn a sequel.
PsyOps used to be backwards compatible.
It does.
Oh, that game was good.
Justice League Heroes finally is. I was so thrilled about that. Yeah, I was so happy. I was like doing cartwheels.
I'm happy with Justice League Heroes.
I'm more surprised about Marvel vs. Capcom, actually.
That was a big surprise.
Yes, that was.
But I was still disappointed that there was no ESPN NFL 2K5.
Yeah.
But that's
no
a whole other topic.
Either on there, like Otagi 1 and 2, which were great.
Otagi's never going to get backwards.
Probably not.
But they were so
They're
good.
Awesome, and that's the reason why.
But we'll move on, because we're totally not talking about
it.
There
we
games.
Are. Okay.
Let's go on to Devil May Cry 4, which initially they're supposed to be on the PS3 list, but that's not.
But
now.
Again, that's not making enough money selling the PS3. So.
Nah. I think the Devil May Cry, I think the 360 version will actually sell more.
Yeah.
I agree.
I do. I really do, because I think it's going to do really well on the 360.
Very excited about this.
I am too, because, you know, 3 was, I liked it, but I don't know. I thought it was too hard.
Hard as shit.
I thought it was too hard.
I'd rather play Ninja Gaiden over that game.
I don't know about that. They both were pretty damn hard.
Ninja Gaiden can be difficult as well.
Yes.
But
haven't played much of Ninja Gaiden. You get further into Ninja Gaiden and your ass get whipped quick.
My ass got whipped real quick in the beginning, so whatever.
Next game, I wasn't even excited about until I played a demo this week with Stuntman.
Yeah. You know, I couldn't download the demo.
I've heard a lot of people saying it disappears and reappears.
Yeah, it did that, because Blue Dragon did that, because it came out the first night it was there, and I downloaded it. Then the next morning when I woke up and looked on there, it wasn't on there anymore. But later that day, it was back.
Yeah, like Stuntman was the same way. It came, and then it went, and then it came, and then it went.
Yeah, because he said it was on there early, and when I was on there, it wasn't on
there. One of the days I couldn't sleep, I was up in the marketplace looking what the new E3 stuff was. It was on there, tried to download it, and it said, can't download the demo.
Yeah, I think it was because somebody else I know had that same problem. I think it was because the server were just hammered, and everybody was trying to grab it at the same time.
But after playing that demo, I am really excited about that game. It's really fun. It's not nearly as frustrating as the first one. And I just love the concept, because it's so different than every other driving game that's out there. And I'm really excited about it.
Well, from what I heard about the first one, it was hard, but it was good.
It was good, but you could never enjoy it.
Just that hard?
Because if you failed it, you were done. I mean, it was so friggin' hard, it was not fun, and that's really what killed it. And with this one, like, I can fail two or three little things along the way, and it'll still let you keep playing. But I think it's awesome. I can't wait for that one. Next one up, the infamous head-to-head battle between Rock Band and Guitar Hero 3.
It could be a battle all at once. I'm getting both.
Well, I'm getting both, too. So, but I'm just saying, I mean, Guitar Hero 3, with the announcement of using Slash as a boss battle.
I don't understand how it's going to work, a boss battle in that game. Like, how do you fight?
Maybe you can get like
quit
the power
questioning ups. The greatness of Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero is.
I'm not. I mean, I'm going to get both.
You can play Welcome to the Jungle.
Yay!
And Tenacious freaking D.
Tenacious
D. I'm sorry.
D is
I am excited that Tenacious D is in this.
Weezer's
game.
In it.
Weezer.
I mean, the Rolling Stones are in it.
I'm sorry. I know the Rolling Stones. I know of them.
But let's talk about Rock Band and its recently announced titles, including obviously Weezer.
Yeah.
The Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Metallica.
No freaking kidding.
Metallica is in
really?
Rock Band.
Now, how the hell did that happen?
It's amazing what happens. And also, Rock Band will have downloadable content every week, including entire albums as levels.
Which
that'll
is
be
amazing.
The level.
That's
that'll
amazing.
Be the level as the whole album. And the first one's going to be The Who with their album. And then basically every band on the album on the game, you can get the whole album if you want to download
That's
it.
Freaking amazing. I mean, this game is going to be just off the chart.
I just worry that since it's only 360 and PS3, it's going to be limited.
What do you mean limited?
By who's going to buy it.
Really?
Because 360 owners, I mean, a lot of them are going to buy it.
How many like kids out there in a band will just buy this game? Look at Guitar Hero. It's
but
like crazy.
You also got to look at 360 and PS3's user base. I mean, there's not a ton. Whereas with Guitar Hero, you got a Wii version, a PS2 version, 360 and PS3. And that's a lot of people when you throw in the PS2. Rock Band should have thrown in a PS2
you know
version.
I don't care. Whoever didn't come to the next generation with all this, I don't care. I'm going to buy the game and play the hell out of it.
Oh, I'm not saying it's going
to
be
and,
bad.
And the article I was reading, and I think the latest EGM is, I always wanted to learn how to play the drums, and this said that this is going to serve as a tutorial for people who want to play the drums.
Yeah,
that's
if you play on Expert, it could you know help you teach you to play the drums. Yeah,
so I'm excited about that.
I'm just excited about the game.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean...
I think the price is a little high on the barrier to entry.
Yeah,
it's
but
not
you get four
casual.
Peripherals.
But people don't look at it like that.
Well, they need to, because it's four peripherals.
But people don't look at it like that.
I mean,
they look at it as the same price
as
a console.
It's a $60 game already. Without the peripherals, it's $60. So you figure, what?
If
I'm not good at math.
If you don't get four peripherals, you get three.
Yeah, you get three.
Oh, I'm sorry, you don't get the bass. But still, it's three peripherals. And the drum set is a pretty...
But what about the people that just want to play guitar?
Right.
Well, then they're not getting the full early experience of Rock Band.
Yeah, but that's not
then
the point.
Then buy Guitar Hero and stick with it.
But what if they like the songs better on Rock Band?
Well, the
and now you see where the debate is.
Shut out the fucking money. Who the hell
now
cares,
now you see where
man.
The debate is.
That's where the debate is. And I have nothing against Rock Band. I'm so friggin' pumped about this game, I can't even stand it. But I'm just saying, I think that it's going to have a harder time penetrating the market because of the price, because of the limited consoles. I just do. I think Guitar Hero is going to rip. I think it's going to sell... through the roof.
Guitar Hero.
Because it comes out in October. It's got a wireless controller.
Yeah.
It's $100, or you can just buy the game by itself if you've already got the old controller and you don't want a wireless one.
Which is, because Rock Band comes with a wireless guitar. So.
Yeah, wireless guitar.
So I'm just going to buy the game.
Yeah, me too. Because I'm not going to spend
if I'm
going to
spend
$300,
I don't need a
music
three guitars total. So.
Music that I don't even listen to.
But you, it doesn't matter. You're going to love that game.
No, I am. I know I am.
But that right there is two games, $300.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I took a $300.
Next game up on the list that was shown that will not be out this year is Resident Evil 5.
This
I don't even think it'll be out next year.
Psyched about. I've been psyched since they just showed the little teaser so many months.
Well, the
ago.
Teaser was just this week, and then next week, or not next week, but the week after on Marketplace will be the full version of that trailer.
Yeah.
Uncut, running on the 360 on Marketplace. So be looking forward to that. But I'm excited about Resident Evil 5.
Heck yeah.
I'm kind of weirded out by the story now after the trailer.
Why?
Because they're running around Africa.
Crazed Africans.
The crazed Africans running around. I mean, they just... I'm curious
creepy.
What the hell it's going to be. Is really what I'm getting at.
Europeans and the other ones.
I know. Yeah, I was curious. When they started speaking the other language in the trailer, I'm like, where the hell are they?
Right.
Now I'm wondering, like, why are they in Africa?
I'm sure it's going to be... explain, and it's going to be a hell of a story.
I hope so.
All the Resident Evil games had a hell of a story.
You know what's funny about Resident Evil 4, though? I really couldn't tell you what the hell happened. I know there were some dudes in some robes.
I can't tell you either.
I mean, I know you were saving the president's daughter like you were in Bad Dudes
that
or something.
That was annoying.
I mean,
the freaking Bad Dudes.
That was the one thing I didn't like, because I don't like, you know, protection missions.
Yeah.
I just ended up shooting her in the head.
But, you know, but I honestly couldn't tell you what happened in that one.
I couldn't either.
But I could tell you what happened in one.
What? I'm cold-blooded like that. Sorry.
Just like to shoot innocent people. I mean, but, you know, I could tell you the story from 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you the story from Code Veronica, and I can't tell you the story from 4.
Code Veronica was just about her escape. You know what? No, because it had the
Albert Wesker.
Yeah, Wesker. And, which
his sister or whatever in there.
And, yeah, those and crazy Claire. People with the bugs.
Yeah. I don't really know what the story in Code Veronica
she was. I don't know what's going on in this. You know, and I'm kind of curious if the story's going to matter, because ever since they, like, eliminated Umbrella, I've kind of lost interest in it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't
well, they
know.
They need to go back and show how Umbrella
Well, that's what Umbrella
eliminated.
Chronicles is for.
Oh, that's what that is?
That's
oh,
what
really?
That's for.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to have to play a Wii game
that's
on rail shooter.
That's not fair.
To learn the story. Well, that's how they're going to get you to buy it.
That's what that is, for those that want to know how Umbrella met its demise.
All right. Wrapping it down with a few more titles to go. And the first one, I can't wait to hear the reaction when I say it. The Spider-Man, Friend or Foe.
Whatever. Move on.
Wow, and this is from the Spider-Man fan, rather.
You know what? After I saw it, granted, it's ugly. I don't like the look. I really don't like the look. I like the idea of the game, though.
I don't.
How
do you go
beat comic book continuity? Seriously, I'm so tired of hearing about it.
I just don't understand.
It's a comic book.
The only one that makes sense, if you want to do it that way, is the new Green Goblin from the movie, from the Spider-Man 3, which I don't agree with in the first place, but... How do you go beat someone like Doc Ock, and he's like, oh, I'm going to join you and fight? What the hell? Whatever. Move
okay,
on.
Do you like Marvel vs. Capcom?
It's a different kind of game.
Do you like Marvel vs. Capcom?
Different kind of game.
Do you like Marvel vs. Capcom? I'm asking you a question.
I'm answering your question.
You like it, don't you?
It's awesome.
Well, tell me how Wolverine could fight somebody as piddly as somebody else,
game.
And they're going to win.
It's a fighter. This is...
It's a brawler. It's a beat 'em up.
Whatever. It's different.
Well, and then what you're missing is, you know, even though I'm sure a lot of the Spider-Man fans are going to be just as offended and hurt as you are, but the market
especially
that
after three
that well, yeah, because Spider-Man 3 was pretty terrible. The market that is aimed at is younger kids. So I mean, it makes sense for them to beat up their enemy and say, "Oh, let's join together," because that's what parents teach their children. You try to be people's friends.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Whatever.
My mama didn't really
you know
teach
what?
Us that, but my mama.
She's like, a bear, whoop your ass,
right? Like, my mama was.
You know, I don't even care about what what's wrong with the concept. I'm just excited about the fact that I can play a co-op beat 'em up with Spider-Man characters. You know, because we can play Marvel Ultimate Alliance. I can be Venom, and you can be Spider-Man.
That's
aren't
a good
we fighting
point.
Each other?
That's a
yeah.
good point.
You know, and it's still the same story. So it doesn't matter to me. I don't care. I'm excited about the co-op. And if it's online, I'll be excited. The look, I'm not too sold
the
on.
The look, y'all.
It's weird looking.
Doesn't that come out
it's
in November?
Yeah. It's just it's geared towards kids, so it has a kiddie look.
Yeah. It's almost like Ultimate Spider-Man, but without cel shading.
Yep.
It's really weird look, and I don't feel it yet, but maybe I will when I play it. But regardless, I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
The next one should get you excited is Burnout Paradise.
Yeah. This one I'm excited about.
I
would have been excited if I saw some crashes.
Well, that's the best part. They're not going to like show everything like that.
Well, that's why they should show
that's
it. Because that's what the reason why you play it. You don't
play Burnout to race
well,
lap
you know
around
there's
going to
be crashes.
Yes, but I want to see how they've improved for this next generation.
Take this from the guy who loves the crashes just like that. What's the Flat Out trailer? The Flat Out trailer is like 2.5 minutes of crashing.
Right.
I mean, because that's what you
Burnout
love about
be.
Flat
It should
out.
Have just been about crashing.
I don't care that Burnout is open as free roam.
Me
I
either.
Don't care. I really don't care. I don't play Burnout for the, you know, the engaging experience.
Well, I don't either. It's racing.
I play Burnout to wreck the hell out of my
right.
car and
yes.
wreck everybody else. I don't care
Take
about
down.
Everything else. That's all I care about is the crashing, and I want to see that.
You
but
will.
From what I've heard, the game is really good. So
see it. I'm, just be
I'm,
patient.
I am being patient. I'm excited about the game. Okay. And the last game on the list, this is it. This is the last one. Fear. Fear
Two?
Files. It's called the Fear Files.
Oh.
So, more fear for you.
I really wish
yes.
you hadn't brought that up.
Which, if Fear is a great game, I would love to finish
See,
it.
This is exactly why I wish you hadn't brought that up. God dang it.
I'm starting to think he did trade it in.
I still have his power really.
Somehow I doubt it. Like, if I ask for it back today, like, EB.
I have to go
is,
quickly
is
go buy one. Thank you. This isn't mad. It was interesting that day, but the back of it, no. I think that sounds really cool. I didn't see anything on Fear Files. What, is it a prequel?
It was kind of like a hidden. I don't really know much about it. I just know that they are making it. So
that's exciting.
I'm really excited because I'm happy that. But what bothers me is it's not going to be made by the same people.
Oh,
that's scary.
And now we
because the people. I think it's Vivendi that owns the name Fear, but the company that made it, Monolith, doesn't work there anymore.
What are they doing?
They're doing a different game.
What are they doing?
No One Lives Forever. No One Lives Forever. Back?
No One Lives Forever is coming back. Or what about Shogun?
Right. They're going to bring those titles back. Oh.
But that pretty much wraps up every single E3 thing that I had listed. Did I forget anything? Any games? Anything? Before we get out of here.
I really can't think of anything.
I am tired. I am exhausted from this week. I am so
there, like on the show.
I know I was too busy sitting at the laptop, fucking trying to
get all this, absorb everything.
Oh my god!
Just think that if it was as big as it was last year, how much worse it would be.
It'd probably been about the same.
Really?
Because I got to, you know, with it being smaller,
bigger announcements.
See,
it was
lackluster.
It doesn't matter about. See, I don't agree with that because instead of making two or three big announcements and shutting everything else down, they brought all of the other stuff to the front line. And instead of making two or three big announcements, I see just... I mean, how many games did we just sit here and go through? And we maybe covered half of them.
Yeah.
We maybe covered half of what was at the show.
But half of it was also, we expected it.
That's fine. I have nothing wrong with expecting stuff. You know, I expect the next Batman movie to have the Joker in it. Does that mean I'm going to be disappointed when he's in it?
Well, they already confirmed.
But I'm just saying.
You can't compare that.
But I'm just saying. I expect a lot of things. And I think that's one of the problems with gaming today is people expect too much. You know,
we talked about that on a
Previous podcast, but that pretty much wraps up the E3 week. We will be back next week with a standard show. We'll actually try to stop just looking and talking about games and actually start playing them again.
Boot up our systems.
Yeah, because all we've been doing is downloading trailers and right. reading news stories and watching press conferences all week. So it's been a very exhausting week. So. But we're going to get out of here. We will be back next week. So we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Why you got to ask with a question? See you next week.
Next week?
Well, why don't you take us out then, since Gambit's Con isn't here anymore.
And do what?
I don't know.
I'm not as good as him.
Well, do something funny.
See ya.
I actually made a profit off of that because I bought the game with the controller. The controller's usually $40. I traded the game in and got like $17 in trade for the game.
Nice.
So I got the controller for like $20-something.
Why'd you get rid of it?
Because it sucked.
Oh. Because it sucked in
that
ass.
That would be a very good reason to get rid of stuff, huh?